Trials here, sometimes are many, and oft sometimes my feet goes weary, till it seems that I must stumble and fall. By the unseen hands that leads me, it's the hand that keeps me steady, and by faith I know I'll make it after all. After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted. Tops are tall, looking over in that city where the Savior is preparing. Give me faith that I can make it after all. By myself a few more days to labor after all. After all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted. When we stand upon the mountains, tops are tall, the Savior is preparing. Give me faith that I can make it after all. Oh, after all, this life is over, and our burdens have been lifted. When we stand upon the mountain, tops are tall, looking over in that city where the Savior is preparing. Give me faith that I can make it after all. Oh, give me faith that I can make it after all.
You see, I'm saying to Brother Vlad to say something, so maybe I will say. I always, I had my birthday recently, but I was so bad, feeling bad to sing, and I remember one brother was preaching once to say, "Don't sing just because you are happy, but sing, and you will be happy." And sister encouraged me so much last week. So. I know you're going through the fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat.
the wondering. It's God's hand still on me. It's lonely in the flames when you're counting days of pain. But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel, till there's submission to his will. He's planted beautiful design, but it will take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. Friend, I just came through that fire not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. On the hottest days I'd cry, oh Lord, isn't it about time? But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel, till there's submission to his will. His plan is beautiful design, but it will take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. His plan is beautiful design, but it will take some fire. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay, 'cause the potter knows the clay.
Hallelujah. How good it is to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Let's all sing now. We sing one good song to the Lord. Amen. Let's sing that song, The Original Life, Amen. The Original Word, is what I believe. Amen. The same that Paul believed, the same that all the prophets throughout the age believed. That's what I believe. Amen. Amen. Think of the words while you sing the songs. Let the song open your heart so that the word can come and the word can finish your heart. Amen. Hallelujah. The original life, the original sin. The original word, what I believe, the Son of Man, the seventh seal, the original life, the original seed, God's attributes were manifested to his bride in this last age. We have caught the revelation by the last prophet's message, and we know who we are and what we are raised up for. Praise the Lord. Oh, the Word made flesh today. This is what the scriptures say. And your names are seen.
find within redeemed and perfect without sin. Yes, we are the anointed and inspired by our God, who's the original. Hallelujah, the original light, the original seed, the original word is what I believe, the Son of Man, the seventh season built. Oh, the original seed. Our eyes of understanding, He has opened up at last. And sweet victory is ours, who were chained down in the past. True jubilee has sounded, and we have responded to our God, who's the original. Hallelujah. The original word is what I believe. Well, the Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original. Oh, oh, we are called unto adoption. Authority and power. Sleeping saints will wake and join us for translation in this hour. Gentile day, oh, glory, alleluia, to our God, who's the original, alleluia, the original, the original. The original sin, the original word. What I believe. Oh, the Son of Man, the seventh seal is unveiled. The original light, the original sin.
Amen. Let's sing one more song before we come to a time of prayer. Let's put ourselves before the Lord today, before the service. Let's sing that song, The Angel Came to the Great Messenger. It's a real nice song, that one there. Gave him his commission, and I'm so glad we're under that commission today. That one, The Angel Came, is what, to the Great Messenger, you know?
Oh, because you've chosen. Okay.
We'll get there in the end.
Because you have chosen narrow path, the hardest way, there's a great portion of heaven.
There's a great portion of heaven.
It's waiting for you because of what you decided.
Oh, that was a prophecy.
That was a prophecy.
Was a prophecy.
The angel told to the great messenger. That is what will produce.
That is what will produce the great victory.
The love divine.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path.
Ah,
in the footsteps of Elohim, I wanna get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
There's many trials, many, many trials and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit will lead us to perfect love. Oh, there is not much time remaining. There is not much time remaining. Oh, true hope in this fire. Hear the chariots of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. Oh, I will walk this path in the footsteps of Elohim. I want to get divine love will live in me. Oh, the desire that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me.
Let's put ourselves before the Lord. Let's all come to a time of prayer this morning. Let's remember Brother Francois' family. They're going to be a bit late. He's just got back from France this morning, so we pray for them. And let's each person put yourself before the Lord. Let's come under the blood before we come under the word. Because it's only then that the word can have an effect. Let's call upon the name of the Lord, then we come to the reading of the word. Father, thank you that you've given us an opportunity once again to come upon this day. Thank you, Father, for the songs that have been sung, Lord Jesus. Thank you for the specials that have been sung. Thank you, Father, just Lord, Father, to be here even upon this day. You know, Father, to be glorified this day. Since let's open 1 Kings chapter 17, we'll open the same scripture we read last week. Did you take a thought from there? 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's read from 13 to verse 15.
De 13 à 15.
1 Kings 17, 13. And Elijah said unto her, Fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, The barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days. Let's bow our heads. Father, we do thank you just for your grace to come into your house upon this day. Father, just seeking a full surrender for each and every one of us, Lord. Father, just to get the human element out the way. Our own reasonings, our own understandings, our own ways of seeing things, Father, which have put us in so much trouble so many times. But Father, just to come to that place, Lord, just to enter into that secret place of the Most High. Father, that channel of grace, Lord, that channel of revelation, to see things the way that you see things, Lord. Father, let it be according to your will and according to your word this day. Bless your people. Bring our brother and his family as they come this morning. Bless the visitors in our gates. Lord, we pray for each brother, each sister. We pray for our young people as well. We pray for our children. Won't you watch over them? Won't you draw nigh? Father, won't you overshadow them, Lord, with your wings of mercy, Lord, and speak unto every soul upon this day. Bless your people gathering in like manner. Think of Brother Christian, bless him, and the saints in Cork, and Brother Tom and the saints in Banbridge, Lord. We pray for the saints this evening, Lord, in Glengormley as they would meet as well, and the saints across in Donegal, you bless them. Father, you watch over your people. Father, touch your people upon this day. Feed us with the finest of the wheat. Break the bread, we ask. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. You may be seated, saints. Just want to greet, we have with us from Scotland this weekend, Sister Haley from Brother Brian Locke's church. She's come to visit her sister who stays in Banbridge with us. It's really an interesting story. Is that Gitana many times would go to pick up Daniel from school. And he would speak of a certain lady called, she would speak of Emma. And her son Eden is one of Daniel's friends. So Gitana used to just speak to her at school and made a bit of friends. And then Sister Haley is her younger sister. And she repented across just a while back in Brother Brian Locke's church. Now her family didn't understand. You know how it is when you get in the message. Everybody thinks the message is the supreme cult. Especially if you search on the internet. You know, so it was really interesting because when her family was saying a lot of things to her about the church she was going to, somehow, the name Gitana came up. And then her sister now, Emma, said, but I know somebody called Gitana as well. And then we found out it was the same person. And then her sister who lives in Banbridge said to her family, no, 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 I know people that go to that same church. And they're not strange people like you think. You know. They're not living up in the mountains and doing that. So I really thought it was quite amazing how the Lord does his thing. Is that it's a real small world. God's economy is a small world. How different people are in different places just at the right time. So we really do appreciate being with the sister. I had a good time of fellowship yesterday. Let's start on our thought today. We wanted to speak about Elijah's economy. Now let's start off just with the book of Genesis though. If we go back to Genesis 41. Last week we were speaking about the great famine in the days of Joseph. And we know that everything had happened before. The prophet told us all of these types. They speak of our day. So anything that you can take in the scripture, if you take Rahab, you take Ruth, you take Joseph, all of these things are types of God's great program. And we had a look last week and we just saw this great famine in the days of Joseph was a real type of the day that we're living in. But I wanted just to go back just to show another principle from this in Genesis 41, which speaks of when Pharaoh had these two dreams that he had. We know that God had a mystery in that day. There was judgment coming upon the earth. There was a great famine. And God always makes a provision for his people. But God sealed up this mystery in symbols. And we know that Pharaoh, he dreamt. We'll see it as we read. But it was in symbols. And in those symbols was sealed up what God was going to do. And also the answer for his people. And that's how it always is. No, God will never just come to you and I if we are his people and say judgment is coming. Imagine if the Lord just said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come. There's 120 years left. And then left Noah like that. God doesn't just bring something to scare people. When God comes and reveals something, there's always a provision that comes with it. There's always a way of escape.
Il y a toujours une échappatoire.
And we'll see it in this story.
Et nous verrons dans cette histoire
that the same person who catches the revelation
qui a capté la
of what's to come is the same
venir.
Person who's commissioned to make a way of escape.
C'était la même personne qui a été
it's always like that.
Échappatoire.
What good is it for people to interpret all the signs of the heavens and different things
quel bienfaitil à un homme d'interpréter tous
and
les
tell
signes
us judgment is coming
et nous dire que
but they don't come and provide some way of escape for
et
us.
Qu'il n'y a pas une échappatoire
God isn't
Dieu.
Like that.
Dieu n'est pas comme cela.
You know, so you find in Genesis 41 verse 1
vous trouverez dans Genèse 41,
it says, and Pharaoh dreamed. It came to pass at the end of two full years that Pharaoh dreamed. Dreamed, and behold, he stood by the river. Now it's very important.
C'est très important
each of the symbols that God reveals things in.
Chacun des symboles dans lesquels Dieu se
the river Nile was the source of Egypt's prosperity.
Le fleuve Nil était la source de
the river Nile would overflow its banks every year and make all of their fields fertile.
Il inondait toutes les rives et rendait la terre fertile.
So when Pharaoh was standing by this river,
et quand Pharaon s'était né au bord de la
rivière, all of their prosperity was in this river.
Toute leur prospérité était dans cette rivière.
And it says in verse 2, and behold, they came up out of the river, seven well-favored kine and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. So these seven cows come out.
Il y a sept vaches qui sont sorties.
And they're feeding now. There's prosperity. This speaks of prosperity now.
Ils mangent, c'est de la prospérité.
And there's these seven fat cows.
Et il y a sept vaches grasses.
Now in those days,
et dans ces jours,
your wealth,
et la richesse,
you stored up your wealth in two ways.
Tu
was
peux,
in your flocks and your herds.
Tu peux te tenir devant ta richesse en deux
and was in your garner, in your granary. That's why the Lord reveals to Pharaoh these seven cows and then the seven ears of corn. Because that was the economy. They didn't have bank accounts in those days. That was their wealth. Their future was bound up in these things. If something happened to their herds, or if something happened to their harvest, it was a great disaster. And the Lord was linking this now with the River Nile and saying, this is your prosperity. This is what you're relying upon for your future. But there's things coming out here good, and then there's things going to come out that aren't so good. So he's revealing this. And in verse 7 it says, and behold, seven other kine came up after them out of the river. So he's showing now something else is going to come after this prosperity. Verse 4. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed kine did eat up the seven well-favored and fat kine. So Pharaoh awoke. So something's going to come that's so extreme.
Quelque chose va venir de si extrême.
Because when do cows ever eat cows?
Quand est-ce qu'une vache a
they've got to be
vache.
In an extremity to do things like
il
that.
Doit y avoir une extrémité pour
so he's
faire
showing it's
going
to be so extreme that which is to come.
Il montre qu'il y aura la chose sera tellement
these
dure.
Cows are going to be so thin and so much in a desperate need
ces vaches seront tellement si maigres et en désespoir
that they're going to eat up these other cows.
Qu'ils vont manger les vaches grasses.
And then he has his next dream, verse 5.
Verset 5.
And he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, seven ears of corn came upon one stalk rank and good. And behold, seven thin ears and blasted by the east wind sprang up after them. And the seven thin ears devoured the seven rank and full ears. They devoured them. So all of this prosperity that had been stored up and all that the people were trusting in for their well-being and for their future, there was coming a season where things were going to change. And what was going to come in the second period of 7 years was going to completely consume everything that had been there before. Now that's a serious thing. And why is God revealing this to Pharaoh?
Et pourquoi Dieu révèle-t-il cela à Pharaon?
Because Pharaoh is the man that can do something about it.
Parce que Pharaon est celui qui peut faire quelque
but
chose
God is thinking about his people.
Mais Dieu pense à son
he's
peuple.
Thinking about Jacob and his sons.
Il pense à Jacob et à ses fils.
So God is Jehovah Jireh.
Dieu est Jehovah Jireh.
He sees things before they come.
Il voit les choses avant qu'elles n'arrivent.
Already 13 years before this, he started working on this issue.
13 ans avant ceci, il a commencé à travailler.
He says he sent a man before them. called Joseph. He says, because there was coming a famine, he was going to break the staff of bread, it says in the Psalms. So when the judgment comes, God doesn't want his people to suffer because of the judgment. So God being Jehovah Jireh, he's always going to be planning ahead. He knows what's coming. He can see what's coming. And because of his love for his people, for his sons and his daughters, he's going to make a provision for them. So now it says in verse 8, it says, and it came to pass in the morning that his spirit was troubled, and he sent and called for all the magicians. Now whenever you just see something about judgment, and God hasn't yet ministered the solution to you, you're always going to be troubled. It's like when the word comes and condemns you of your sin. And you haven't yet found peace with God. You're going to be troubled in your soul. And friends, it's good to be troubled in your soul. The problem with us, we want to still that voice that's troubling our soul. In the days of Jeremiah prophesied and says, the people have done are saying peace, peace, when there's no peace. Friend, don't fool yourself. If you're living in sin, don't expect peace from God. It's the grace of God to make you troubled in your spirit. And he'll keep coming and showing you the word of judgment, the consequences, what's to come, until you find his solution. Now Pharaoh was a wise enough man. He knew, I've got to find a solution to this. This is troubling me in my spirit. What can be done? What does this mean? Now God always has people in the right place at the right time. And just when Joseph 2 years before had interpreted those dreams for the butler and the baker, and Joseph pleaded with the man and says, please remember me when you come out of here.
It says
he forgot Joseph. But God never forgot
Joseph,
because God has an appointed time. And just at the time that Pharaoh dreamed these dreams, the butler says, I do remember my mistake. There was a young man with me in the prison. And we dreamed and he interpreted our dream. We know the story. Friends, God, it's amazing how he does these things. He doesn't do it 1 minute too soon or 1 minute too late. And you may think that he's forgotten about you. He hasn't forgotten. He's got the answer. But sometimes the answer is waiting for the right time. Because if Joseph had come out of the prison before this, Pharaoh didn't need a Joseph. God has to work on both sides. So when God is dealing with Pharaoh and he's troubled in his spirit, God now quickens the memory of this man. And he remembers there was a Hebrew in prison with me. And it was so powerful the way that man could interpret dreams. And Pharaoh says, quickly, bring that man. Now this was Joseph's adoption. Everything that had gone before was leading Joseph to this time. This unveiling of this mystery. It's like in our age, we had a prophet. And God revealed many things to him. The vision of the seven things to happen before the coming of the Lord. But the prophet's adoption, everything that was being prepared for, was the seven seals, was the things that the Lord was going to do. That was the prophet's adoption. That was the very purpose of his being. And when the prophet came now with the revelation of the seals and showed the sixth seal, judgment is coming, there's doom upon the Gentiles, the three woes that are that God has declared.
Les trois guerres que Dieu a déclarées.
As soon as he preached that message, what did he preach?
Aussitôt qu'il a prêché ce message,
he preached the token.
Il a prêché les
signes. And he said, outside of the regular commission,
il montre qu'en dehors de la commission régulière,
that was the climax of my ministry.
C'était le top.
Because God doesn't just reveal the future for nothing.
Dieu ne révèle pas le futur pour rien.
He reveals the future to say, you need to get ready.
Il le révèle pour vous dire,
and then he provides the token.
Et il pourvoit un signe.
Just, I've got something prepared for my people.
J'ai préparé quelque chose pour mon
and
peuple.
It's always like that.
Et c'est toujours comme
now
ça.
It's all going to depend on Pharaoh recognizing
cela va dépendre de la capacité de Pharaon
who this man is.
Qui est cet homme?
Everything to do with Pharaoh and his future.
Tout ce qui a à faire avec Pharaon
and his family
et sa famille,
and all that he's been put responsible of.
Et tout ce sur quoi il a été placé responsable.
Everything is hinged in the balance now.
Tout est sur la balance maintenant.
Because the famine's going to come.
Parce que la famine va
and
venir.
It's going to be severe.
Et il sera sévère.
But will this man have discernment enough
mais est-ce que cet homme aura assez de
to recognize God's provision to him?
Pour reconnaître la provision de Dieu pour
friends, lui. It comes to all of us in this age.
Si nous arrivons à cet
I fear for these people
j'ai peur de ces,
that speak against the cloud and
qui parlent contre la nuée,
that are trying to attack Brother Branham's visions and stuff.
Qui essaie d'attaquer les visions de Frère Branham.
The devil has so deceived those people.
Le diable a tellement déçu ces gens.
Because when God sends a man who can turn on the light.
Parce que quand Dieu envoie quelqu'un qui peut allumer la lumière.
When God opens the future, unveils the sealed future to a man.
Quand Dieu dévoile le futur scellé à l'homme.
The solution.
La solution.
The secret place.
L'endroit
the way of escape. Is also under the commission of that same man.
C'est toujours sous la commission de cette même personne.
And that's why now in this day Satan is fighting this message, friends.
C'est pourquoi dans cet âge Satan combat ce message.
If you remember Brother Blair,
si vous souvenez
the
de
prophet
Frère
says
Blair,
about Brother Blair.
Le prophète parle de Frère
and
Blair,
he says, Brother Blair,
il dit Frère Blair,
the devil was trying to get him to renounce me.
Le diable voulait t'amener à me renier.
He says, because the devil knew that man was sick.
Parce que le diable savait que cet homme
and the devil was going to give him a blow down the way.
Et le diable allait lui donner un coup de, sur le chemin.
And the devil also knew.
Et le diable savait.
There's a commission in this man
une commission dans ce
to destroy the work I'm going to do in this man.
Pour détruire l'œuvre
is that God has put this man as the answer to this man's condition.
Dieu avait placé cet homme
that's
pour
to come.
Réponse à la personne de
so the devil worked when, as the time was getting near.
Et comme le temps s'approchait,
when Brother Blair was going to need Elijah.
Quand Frère Blair aurait besoin d'Élie,
the devil worked overtime to try to get the man not to believe in Elijah.
Le diable allait essayer de le faire ne pas croire en Élie.
That's why now when we see this great attack on this faith we believe,
quand vous voyez cette
it's a sign, friends.
Foi,
it's a sign that the time is drawing near.
C'est le signe que le temps approche.
The very provision that God has made for us,
la même provision que Dieu a
we're going to need it big time very soon.
Nous en aurons besoin très bientôt.
And the devil's going to do his utmost
le diable va faire de
to separate you and I
pour vous
from the very thing that God has stored up for us in this age,
même que Dieu a
which is God's provided way of escape.
Qui est la,
we've got to be careful in this age, friends.
Yeah.
The devil is very sneaky and cunning in what
le
he does.
Diable est très malin et rusé.
And there's a great falling away in places from this message.
Il y a une grande chute maintenant dans le message.
What a great mistake.
Quelle grande
imagine erreur. You receive grace.
Vous avez reçu
you receive
grâce.
The message of your age.
Vous avez reçu le message
you run well for a season.
Vous avez bien couru
you defend that faith.
Vous avez défendu
you put up
foi.
With all that goes with the reproach of the word.
Vous avez accepté toute l'opprobre.
And just at the time when God says good.
Mais juste au moment où Dieu dit,
the season's drawing near for you to really understand why I gave you this message.
Pour que vous
I'm just about to reveal why Elijah had to come.
Mais je vais vous rappeler,
just before
Elie
that time
venir.
Comes,
juste avant ce temps-là,
the devil pulls you out.
Le diable te retire.
Friends, shame.
C'est une honte.
May that never be our portion.
Il n'aura jamais notre portion.
May the devil never be allowed to do that to us.
Que le diable ne puisse jamais faire cela à nous.
Because like in that day,
comme en ce jour-là,
God knows what you're going to need.
Dieu sait ce dont vous aurez besoin.
God knows what you need, friends.
Dieu sait ce
this message didn't come for entertainment.
Ce message n'est pas venu
this
pour
message didn't come for the sake of contending with one another.
Il n'est pas venu pour nous faire des discussions
this is
nous.
God's provision,
c'est la provision
for the
Dieu
great famine.
Pour la grande famine.
If God sends Elijah,
si Dieu envoie Élie,
We're going to need Elijah's economy.
Nous aurons besoin de l'économie.
Because there's two economies.
Parce qu'il y a deux économies.
There's this economy of the beast that's being established.
Il y a l'économie de la bête qui est en train d'être
établie. It's coming to a climax in Satan's Eden.
Elle arrive à son point culminant.
And that's a hard economy to be a part of.
C'est une économie dure.
Because you'll have to sell your birthright like we saw last week.
Parce que vous aurez à vendre votre
if you want to benefit from the economy of the beast,
si vous voulez bénéficier de l'économie de la bête,
you're going to have to give up the privileges of the kingdom.
Vous serez obligé d'abandonner les privilèges
so as it was in the days of Elijah,
comme il était au jour
with the widow woman,
avec cette veuve,
God sends Elijah.
Dieu envoya Élie.
And there's an Elijah economy now.
Et c'est l'économie d'Élie.
And when Elijah comes to that widow woman,
et quand
in that great time of famine,
dans cette grande famine,
God has a solution.
Dieu a une solution.
With Elijah and his message, God has an economy with it.
Avec Élie et son message,
and friends, that's the economy.
Et c'est cela l'économie
that we have to lean upon as we get into this.
Nous devons nous reposer.
But it just depends which economy we're investing in now.
Mais ça dépend de l'économie dans laquelle nous
investissons. People are investing all their strength, all their time.
Les gens
in this economy that's going to fail.
Leur temps dans une économie qui
yes.
va tomber.
Grow your potatoes. There's nothing wrong planning for a pension. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. But the greatest investment you can make is in Elijah's economy. Because you're going to need the return on this investment very soon. And that widow woman, she invested in Elijah's economy. He says, give me some water. She said, fine. He says, and bring me a cake of bread. She says, but I only have a little bit left. And me and my son, we're going to eat and die. He says, give it to me first. Invest in Elijah's economy first. And then what follows? Then came quick dividends on the investment. Thus saith the Lord. And that's what we need. Friends, if you're relying on your bank account for the future,
si
be careful.
Dans votre compte bancaire pour le futur,
we need to rely on thus saith the Lord.
It's
the spoken word.
Seigneur,
it's Elijah's
parlée.
Economy.
C'est
and anybody who invests in Elijah's economy,
et tout le monde qui dans
you may not see the return on your investment
vous
immediately.
Ne pas encore voir les gains.
But God is not unmindful.
Mais
to
Dieu,
remember your labor of love.
Dieu n'est pas, ne n'oublie pas
that's what Paul said to the believers who've been persecuted in his day.
C'est ce qu'il a dit aux
he says, God will never forget that investment that you've made.
Dieu ne va jamais oublier cet investissement que vous avez fait.
He'll never.
Il va
it says, give and it shall be given unto you.
Il est donné, il vous sera donné.
Now, we're not taking a special offering today.
Je ne
we're not speaking financial,
spécial.
Although that's part of it.
Je ne
that's
pas
a small part.
Mais
be faithful on your finances.
Aussi. Soyez aussi fidèles
but we're speaking
finances.
Of your time. We're speaking of your talents.
Nous parlons de votre
what
talent.
Are you using your talents for?
Qu'est-ce que vous utilisez
to enrich
talent?
The economy of the beast.
Pour l'économie de la bête.
Or using it for Elijah's economy.
Ou vous l'utilisez pour l'économie
or using it for the kingdom of God.
Ou l'utilisez pour le
because
de
we need
Dieu.
To seek first his kingdom.
Parce que nous devons d'abord chercher
and
son
his righteousness.
Et sa justice.
And we're going to need it, friends.
Et nous en aurons besoin.
And there's a people living on this earth now.
Et il y a des gens qui vivent sur cette terre maintenant.
And a big portion of that people
une grande partie de ces
are going to be very disappointed.
Ils seront
the déçus. Prophet says, when that time comes,
le prophète dit, quand
if you haven't been faithful in these little things,
si vous n'avez pas été fidèle dans ces petites choses,
it'll go right over your head.
C'est là que vous passerez
just when you need, thus saith the Lord.
Juste au moment où vous avez besoin
just when you need the God of Elijah to step in
juste
as he promised that he would.
Vous avez besoin du Dieu d'Élie de venir en scène.
You're going to find that he's not there.
Vous allez trouver qu'il n'est
because
pas là.
You weren't faithful to him.
Parce que vous n'avez pas été
you weren't
fidèle.
Faithful to his economy.
Vous ne lui avez pas été fidèle dans
but there's economy. Also people living now.
Mais il y a aussi des gens
you
qui
may not be seeing the full benefits on your investment yet.
Vous ne voyez pas encore le plein gain de votre
investissement. But just keep investing, my friend.
Mais continuez d'investir.
Remember the voice said to the prophet.
La voix avait
just
dit
keep pressing on.
Continue à pousser.
If you only knew what was at the end of the journey.
Si tu savais seulement ce qui t'attend à la fin
friends,
du voyage.
There's wonderful things coming for the believer.
Il y a des choses merveilleuses
God has stored up wonderful things for his people.
Dieu a magasiné des choses merveilleuses pour son peuple.
But now is the time
mais maintenant c'est
that we prove who we are.
Pour démontrer qui
which
nous
economy
sommes.
Is our heart set upon?
Dans quelle économie est notre cœur est-il
friends,
basé?
If you're playing around with dirty things on Facebook,
nous jouons avec des choses
that shows where your heart is.
Cela montre où se trouve votre
that
cœur.
Shows where your heart is.
Cela montre
if you're flirting with the world like Samson did with Delilah,
vous pouvez flirter avec le monde comme Samson.
Be careful.
Soyez prudent.
Be careful.
Soyez prudent.
Don't break your Nazarite vow in this age.
Because
there's coming a time you're going to need a once more Lord. And when you let the world shave off the seven locks of your sacred covenant with Jehovah, God's people are a peculiar people. We are separated people. We're not to be partakers of the sins of this age. Come out from among them. Be not partaker of their sins. Revelations 18. When the great Babylon system that we're under now comes to perfection, I saw a mighty angel. That's the message of the hour. Coming down. And the earth was lighted with his glory. Friends, this message will light any darkness that you can find. Because the light will always put out the darkness. The darkness cannot overcome the light. And when that mighty angel came down and the whole earth was lighted with his glory, what was his message? Babylon the great is fallen, is fallen. And has become the habitation of devils. And then we want to spend all our time there. Something that's already cursed and condemned. Judgment's been passed on it already. God's already put down the gavel and says they're guilty. We're just waiting for the full sentence to be passed. And the judgments of God are already in the earth. And we want to set our hearts on that. That is insanity, friends. And yet God sends us something so pure. He sends us the original faith. The faith that was once delivered to the saints. He sends us the original seed, the original life,
la vie originale.
And we weighed up in the balance, like Esau.
Nous les pesons sur la balance.
And here's the promises of God, the birthright.
Et voici la promesse de Dieu,
the very purpose that you were born.
La raison pour laquelle
for you to shine forth his glory in this age.
Pour refléter sa gloire en ce temps.
And you weigh it up.
Et vous avez
and trouvé. Here's the birthright here.
Et y a ici le
and here's a plate of porridge.
Et y a un plat de
a plate of worldly porridge.
Et y a des lentilles à côté.
And you will sell out the kingdom of God.
Et vous allez vendre le royaume de
for
Dieu.
The things of this world.
À cause des choses de ce monde.
Shame on us. Just for the sake of the belly.
Juste pour le ventre.
The natural appetites.
L'appétit naturel.
Your passions, your lusts.
Tes passions, tes convoitises.
You want people to pat you on the back.
Tu veux que les gens te tapotent sur le dos.
There's only one that we should be living for the approval of. And that's the one who lived and died for us. The one invested his life and his blood in us. The purchase price of redemption. We only should live for the audience of one, like the song says. That young man, when he played that masterpiece, and the whole crowd gave him the standing ovation. He wasn't interested in what the common people thought. Because like with Jesus, today they can say Hosanna. And tomorrow they'll say crucify him. But he looked up in the balcony. And the people wondered, what is this man looking up in the balcony? And there was the old master that had taught him to play the violin. And then the old master stood up and started to clap. And the young man took his bow. Now he was satisfied. Friends, that's the approval we need to seek. That's the satisfaction. The only satisfaction for the soul is when you please him. We please each other, friends. And watch those very people that you're selling your birthright out with. See where they go when you need them. Like the prodigal son. Sell out your birthright.
Vous vendez votre droit de
go laisse. Down among the harlots.
Allez avec les
drunkenness.
Avec dans la
immorality.
La poisson, l'immoralité.
Then the famine came.
Alors la famine
and vient. Then he got in need.
Alors il est dans le besoin.
And he realizes all of these fair weather friends don't have the answer.
Il comprend que tous ses amis n'ont pas de réponse.
And he began to be in want.
Il a commencé dans le besoin.
But God had grace for him.
Alors Dieu a eu ce
que then he came to himself.
Alors il est revenu en lui-même.
God visited him.
Dieu l'a visité.
Like he did to Nebuchadnezzar in his insanity.
Comme il a fait à Nabuchodonosor dans sa folie.
I mean the full measure of judgment.
Quand la plénitude du
had passed over Nebuchadnezzar.
Est passé sur
the Lord spoke to him.
Dieu lui a parlé.
And he came back to his right mind.
Il est revenu à son bon
and
sens.
God put him on his throne.
Il est retourné à son
he
trône.
Says, now I give glory to the God
il
of
dit,
heaven.
Maintenant, je rends gloire au Dieu du
because
ciel.
There's no other God.
Parce qu'il y a personne
and he lui. Who exalts himself, God is able to abase.
Et il sait que Dieu sait abaisser.
And that young man came to himself.
Et cet homme est revenu
and he
vers
said, but what am I doing here?
Il dit, qu'est-ce que je fais
I wasn't
ici?
Born to eat with the swine.
J'étais pas né pour manger avec
I wasn't
pourceau.
Born to be a slave.
J'étais pas né pour être un esclave.
Son of the king.
Je suis un fils du
in
roi.
My father's house is bread enough and to spare.
Dans la maison de mon père, il y a du pain à réserve.
Friends, there was another economy.
Il y avait une autre économie.
When the famine had hit this economy,
quand la famine a frappé cette économie,
there was people living a certain kind of a life.
Il y avait un peuple vivant
and God
vie.
Had a provision for them.
Et Dieu avait une provision
there was
pour
bread
eux.
Enough and to spare.
Il y avait assez de pain
and
en provision.
He said, I'll rise and go to my father's house.
Il dit, je me lèverai, j'irai
and I'll
dans
say
la
to my father,
père, et je lui dirai,
I'm not worthy to be called your son.
Je suis pas digne d'être appelé ton fils.
I'm not worthy.
Je suis pas digne.
Won't you take me as your servant?
Ne me prends-tu pas comme
and
ton
the spirit serviteur? Of redemption came down on his father.
Et l'esprit de rédemption est venu
and
sur
he
son
saw
père.
Him far off and he ran to meet him. We know the story.
Nous connaissons l'histoire.
But friends, be careful in this age.
Mais soyez
be
prudent dans cet âge.
This age is very tempting.
Cet âge est très
it's tentant. Like Delilah.
C'est comme Delilah.
It'll seduce you.
Cela va vous
séduire. It'll put you to sleep.
Cela va vous faire
then
endormir.
It'll shave off the power.
Et il va raser la puissance.
And then when you need it,
et quand vous en avez besoin,
when Sam says, I'll rise up like other times,
et dit, je vais me lever comme
he didn't realize that God had departed from
il
him.
N'avait pas compris que Dieu s'en était
friends,
allé.
And imagine when this great famine fully sets in.
Rappelez-vous quand cette famine va frapper,
and then you and I,
et que vous et moi,
we need him.
Nous avons besoin de lui.
Imagine the feeling. In the soul of a believer.
La sensation
at that time,
dans ce temps-là,
when you rise up,
quand vous vous levez,
and then he's not there.
Et qu'il n'est pas là.
And then you'll think back.
Vous
you'll
allez
trace
penser,
your footsteps all the way back.
Vous allez dans
and
votre
you'll
passé,
think of all the times you weren't faithful to him.
Et vous allez voir que vous n'avez
all
pas
the
été
times
fidèle.
You played in his economy.
Vous avez joué dans son économie.
When you never took sacred things seriously.
Quand vous avez pas pris les choses sacrées au sérieux.
I can't think of any greater nightmare.
Ce sera un grand cauchemar.
That when God is visiting his people.
Quand Dieu visite son peuple.
And he's not visiting you and he's not visiting
vous
me.
Pas vous et moi.
That would be a sad thing, friend.
Ce sera une chose
it
triste.
Doesn't have to be like that.
Cela ne doit pas être
God
ici.
Doesn't send Elijah to you with that in mind.
Dieu n'envoie pas Élie avec cela dans
that's your decision.
C'est votre décision.
That's your disobedience.
C'est votre désobéissance.
That's your unwillingness to come under this economy.
C'est votre manque de volonté d'entrer dans son
but
économie.
When God sends Elijah your way,
mais si Dieu envoie Élie sur votre
Elijah
chemin,
comes with his economy.
Il vient avec son économie.
And that economy comes for a purpose.
Et cette économie vient dans un but.
Look how far Pharaoh went now when it came now to the interpretation of the dreams when Joseph came.
Voyez quand Joseph a commencé à interpréter
verse 19.
Pharaon, verset 19.
Pharaoh is now telling Joseph about this dream. Like we saw last week, we've had our 7 years of plenty in the economy.
Comme nous avons vu la semaine passée, 7 ans d'abondance.
And now we're getting in the famine.
Maintenant nous entrons dans la famine.
And look at how serious it says it's going to be.
Voyez comment cela va être.
When he speaks of those 7 cows,
quand il parle de ces 7 veaux,
he says, "And behold, 7 other kine came up after them, poor and very ill-favored and lean-fleshed, such as I never saw." In all the land of Egypt for badness. Egypt is the world.
Et l'Égypte est le monde.
There came something in the world that had never been seen before.
Quelque chose frappa le monde qui n'avait jamais
Jesus
vu
said there's coming a time of trouble such as never has been since man was
Jésus
upon the earth.
Dit, y aura un temps de troubles qui viendra comme il
this
n'en
was
jamais
a serious famine that was coming.
C'était une famine très sérieuse.
And let me tell you, the famine they had then is nothing compared to the famine we're entering into now.
La famine là-bas n'a rien de comparable à laquelle
that was but a type.
Ça,
this is the fulfillment of
maintenant,
that type.
C'est l'accomplissement.
This famine is going to be severe.
Cette famine va être
look
très
how severe
sévère.
It's going to get.
Voyez combien va être sévère.
Verse 19, he says at the end there. Verse 20. And the lean and ill-favored kine did eat up the first 7 fat kine. So, There was all this prosperity.
Il y avait toute cette
Seven fat cows.
Sept vaches grasses.
The great harvest of corn.
Et une bonne moisson de blé.
And then the hot winds of judgment began to blow.
Après, les jugements chauds.
And judgment came upon the nations.
Et les jugements tombaient sur la nation.
And they took all that they had stored up in those 7 years.
Ils ont pris tout ce qu'ils avaient emmagasiné pendant ces 7 ans.
And they tried to pour it into the trouble which they had.
Et ils les ont déversé dans les troubles dans lesquels ils étaient.
And what was the result in the end?
Et quel en était le résultat?
Verse 21. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known that they had eaten them. But they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. You can take $1 trillion in injection of cash which the American government's put in.
Vous pouvez prendre 3 milliards de dollars de liquide.
You can take all of these austerity programs.
Vous pouvez prendre tous ces plans de redressement économique.
Quantitative easing, which they call it in Britain.
On appelle cela redressement économique.
You'll take all of this prosperity, all of the savings and the pensions that people saved in these good years.
Tout ce que les gens avaient épargné.
And they're going to pour it into this famine to fix this problem.
Dans cette famine
and when all of it's been eaten up, the problem is going to be just as big as it was in the beginning. That's what it's saying here. And friends, if you study the context, that's exactly what's happening. They've done everything. They've poured all of the pensions of people and the tax they're going to earn in 120 years' time. They call them stimulus packages and all these things they're pumping in. And the economy just goes and comes down.
L'économie essaie de monter un tout petit peu et puis redescend.
And they say the debt of America is going up by 10% a year.
Ils disent la dette des États-Unis monte 10%.
And its economy is growing by whatever, 1% a year.
Et l'économie ne grandit que.
Friends, if your debts are growing by 10% a year and your income is growing by 1% in a year,
si vos dettes
are you fixing the problem?
Allez-vous régler le problème avec
or are you just storing up for yourself a greater problem?
Ou vous allez vous mettre dans beaucoup plus de troubles.
And friends, that's the day we're living in.
C'est le jour dans
you can see it in the magazines.
Vous
see it in the newspapers.
Dans les magazines,
they're pumping
dans les
everything
journaux.
In. Because the 7 lean cattle have started now.
Parce que les
and they started to eat up all of the fat cows.
À manger toutes les vaches grasses.
They're eating it up as we watch day by day.
Ils mangent toutes les vaches grasses.
And you'll think, surely this cow is going to get a little bit fatter because of what it's
eating.
And the economy never puts on any weight.
Mais ils ne vont jamais grossir.
It's just as lean as it was when they began.
Elles sont aussi chétives qu'elles étaient quand ils ont commencé.
That's the day we're living in.
C'est le jour dans lequel.
Friends, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. You may not believe it, but it's the truth.
C'est cela la vérité.
It's not going to get better.
Ça va pas s'améliorer.
This is our day.
C'est le jour dans lequel.
This is our day.
C'est notre jour.
And we saw it last week, just mentioning it.
Et nous l'avons vu la semaine passée.
The bride saw the first 2 years, the beginning of the famine.
L'épouse a vu le début de la famine.
Asenath was still with Joseph.
Asenath était toujours avec
Joseph. She had seen all the good years.
Il avait vu toutes les
bonnes années. Now the famine came in.
Maintenant la famine vient.
And watch the intersection now, the day we're living in.
Et voyez la jonction maintenant le jour dans lequel nous vivons.
The Jews come on the scene.
Les Juifs entrent.
Joseph's brothers.
Les frères de Joseph.
But Joseph can't reveal himself to his brothers while he's still dealing with his Gentile bride. Because God doesn't deal with the Jews and the Gentiles at the same time. So we see the Jews have been gathered back into their land. They're expecting their Messiah. They're waiting upon their Messiah. And then the famine comes in. And when the famine starts, Joseph's brothers don't yet know who this man is. Because all of the secrets of this man, only his bride knows. Asenath knew exactly who this man was. Knew exactly who those brothers were. Knew exactly what was the secret thoughts of this man. Joseph. It's like us, friends. We know who the 144,000 are. We know the day we're living in. We know what's to come next. But Joseph couldn't reveal himself to his brethren. Until first he dismissed Athanas to the palace. And the prophet says that's the rapture. So the famine sets in. Then the rapture comes.
L'enlèvement vient.
Then Joseph makes himself known to his
brethren. Alors Joseph,
it's the day that we're living in.
C'est le jour dans lequel nous vivons.
We're living in this transition time.
Nous vivons dans ce temps
as it was in the days of Ruth.
Comme il était au jour de Ruth.
Naomi gets the call back to the land.
Naomi est rappelée dans le,
and at the same time she gets the call,
et au même temps qu'elle reçoit l'appel,
Ruth feels the call as well.
Ruth aussi sent
l'appel. And here's the Jews and the Gentiles.
Et voici les Juifs et les Gentils.
God's calling the Jews back to their land.
Dieu appelant les Juifs,
it was harvest time.
C'était le temps de la
God's
moisson.
Calling Naomi back to the land. He's calling Ruth.
Il rappelait Naomi et Ruth aussi.
To Boaz.
À Boaz.
God has a provision in that day for
Dieu
Ruth.
Avait une provision à ce jour-là pour Ruth.
And friends, all of those types, the prophets speak of the seventh seal.
Type,
it says the seventh seal that was silent in the Bible. But God has revealed it in every type in
et
the
Dieu
Bible.
Le septième, ceux qui étaient silent
it says
la Bible,
every
chaque
person,
chaque
the life of every believer
la vie de
in the Bible,
croyant dans la Bible,
it says speaks of this day.
Parle de ce jour.
So when we're taking Joseph, it's common sense.
Quand
it's what the prophet
Joseph,
told us to do.
C'est quelque chose de naturel.
Because his great mystery.
Parce que ce grand mystère,
he's sealed up in these stories for us.
Et scellé dans ces histoires.
And
pour
when
nous.
The time comes now,
et quand le temps
he unseals it to us to show us where we are.
Il le dévoile pour nous montrer
which is exactly what he did here.
C'est ce qu'il a fait ici.
So it was bad. Verse 25.
Verset 25.
And Joseph said unto Pharaoh, the dream of Pharaoh is one. God hath showed Pharaoh what he's about to do. But Pharaoh didn't understand.
C'est pourquoi il n'a pas compris.
Because he needed Zaphnath-Paneah.
Parce qu'il avait besoin de
Zaphnath-Paneah. And the name Zaphnath-Paneah means two things.
Et le nom Zaphnath-Paneah
it means the revealer of secrets.
Signifie le révélateur
and it
des
means
secrets.
The savior of the world.
Et signifie aussi le sauveur du monde.
It's the son of man.
C'est le fils
the same
de
one who reveals the secrets.
Le même qui révèle le secret.
It's the same one who's going to come with a provision to save
c'est
his
le
people.
Même qui viendra avec la provision
it's all
pour
stored
sauver.
Up in the same ministry.
Tout cela est gardé dans le même ministère.
And that's the good thing about it, friends.
C'est la bonne chose à ce sujet.
When you receive this ministry of the Son of Man,
quand vous recevez ce
it doesn't just show you what's to come.
Cela ne montre pas seulement
it
ce
shows
qui va
you
venir.
God's way of escape.
Il te montre aussi l'échappatoire.
Verse 29,
verset 29.
He starts interpreting to Pharaoh. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Egypt. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. Hey, friends, people are going to forget about. I could get easy credit those days.
Les gens vont oublier que je pouvais avoir.
In America, they had what
facilement.
They called NINA mortgages. No income, no assets.
En Amérique, on
and you could get a mortgage.
NINA, c'est-à-dire, tu n'as même pas besoin d'avoir assez de garanties pour avoir le crédit.
Those days are already forgotten, friends.
Ces jours-là sont oubliés.
And this is just the beginning of the famine.
C'est seulement le début de la famine.
But all of those years of prosperity were forgotten.
Et ces jours de prospérité sont oubliés.
But they weren't forgotten in Goshen.
Mais n'étaient pas oubliés à Goshen.
In Goshen, they never forgot.
Ils n'avaient pas été
in Goshen, they're saying it's better now than it was then.
Ah, ben à Goshen, ils disaient, il est mieux maintenant qu'il l'était.
Because
avant.
God had an economy in that day.
Parce que Dieu n'avait pas
God had an economy for his people.
Dieu avait son économie pour son peuple.
There was the secret place of the Most High.
C'était le lieu secret du Très-Haut.
So he continues on. Verse 31. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine falling, for it shall be very grievous. Now the solution. Now therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. And let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And Pharaoh is wise enough to say, but if God revealed this to you,
Pharaon étant sage, il a dit, si Dieu te l'a révélé,
you're the right man
tu es la personne
to store up the food.
Pour emmagasiner la nourriture.
And God used this man to store up the food.
Et Dieu l'a utilisé pour emmagasiner.
It's exactly the same with the message.
C'est la même chose avec le message.
We know the first two pulls.
Nous savons que les deux premiers
if you read, as I was with Moses,
comme, si
the prophet
lisez,
had a ministry
avec Moïse,
like unto Moses.
Les prophètes
he had to call us out of Egypt.
Il devait nous faire sortir
then the ministry changed, coming the third pull, he became the Joshua Commission.
Alors, le ministère change, ça devient la commission.
He's going to place his people in the land.
Il va positionner ses
but it's the same ministry.
C'est le même
the
ministère.
Same one that's commissioned to know the mind of God.
Le seul qui avait commissionné à connaître
la pensée de Dieu. One that comes to minister the way of escape.
C'est le seul, le même qui vient donner l'échappatoire. C'est sous le même ministère.
And that's when you find people attacking those very visions.
C'est pourquoi nous voyons les gens s'attaquer à ces visions, ces mêmes
They're
visions.
Storing up for themselves wrath.
Ils emmagasinent leur colère pour eux-mêmes pour les jours à venir.
Let's read James chapter 5. Just once again, it's a prophecy of the last days.
C'est les prophéties du temps de la fin.
It's good just to read it once again.
C'est bien de les lire aussi.
James chapter 5.
Jean,
look what he says, verse 1.
Jacques, 5,
We've read it before, but it's good to read it again.
Nous l'avons lu avant, c'est bien de les lire aussi.
James now speaking of our day. Go to now, you rich men. Weep and howl for your miseries that shall come upon you. Your riches are corrupted, and your garments are moth-eaten. Your gold and silver is cankered, and the rust of them shall be a witness against you, and shall eat your flesh as it were fire. You have heaped up treasure together for the last days. And why? Verse 4. Behold, the hire of the laborers which have reaped down your fields, which is of you kept back by fraud, crieth, and the cries of them which have reaped are entered into the ears of the Lord of Sabaoth. Amen. All of this corruption,
toute cette corruption,
all of this greed,
toute cette gourmandise,
all of these laws which they're passing,
toutes ces lois qu'ils votent,
all the blasphemies,
toutes ces blasphèmes,
the Bible says, Jesus said to the Jews in his day, he said,
Jésus
all these things shall come upon this generation. All the blood from Abel to Zechariah shall be required of this generation. You see, it heaps up and it heaps up and it heaps up till it gets to a certain point. And then God pours out his judgment. And friends, that's the day that we're living in. That's the age that we're living in. But we're so glad that there's somebody that stored up the food. There's a divine provision that was made. Now let's go to 1 Kings chapter 17. Let's just look at that once again, Elijah and the widow woman.
Élie et la veuve.
Verse 8. This is when the famine came in.
C'est là quand la famine vient.
And the word of the Lord came unto him. There was Elijah saying, chapter 17 verse 8. Yeah. And the word of the Lord came unto him saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain you. That word commanded means commissioned.
Ce mot commandé signifie commissionné.
I have commissioned a Gentile.
J'ai commissionné une gentille,
a widow woman. And she shall sustain you. There's going to be a people, friends, that are going to keep the economy of Elijah going.
Qui vont faire continuer à fonctionner.
There's going to be a people.
Il y aura des gens
that are going to love Elijah.
Qui vont aimer Élie.
There's going to be a people that are going to make Elijah feel at home in their homes.
Qui vont faire sentir Élie chez lui dans leur
There's going to be a people that entertain Elijah.
Il y aura des gens qui vont mettre Élie à l'aise.
Sometimes it may mean sacrifice like
Parfois,
it was with her.
Va demander du sacrifice.
Sometimes you're going to have to prioritize certain things.
Parfois, vous allez prioriser certaines choses.
But they have the capacity in them.
Mais ils ont cette capacité en
eux. It was predestinated, friends.
Parce que c'était prédestiné.
She was prepared.
Elle était préparée.
She was commissioned.
Elle était commissionnée.
She was appointed to that time.
Elle était prévue pour ce temps-là.
It was just in her.
C'était seulement
And she had been through a lot of disappointments.
Elle a été déçue.
Her husband had died.
Son mari était mort.
In the war.
Dans la guerre.
Conditions weren't easy.
Les conditions n'étaient
but
pas
there's
facile.
Going to be a people, friends,
Mais doit y avoir un
that
peu
there's something inside of them
y a, qui ont quelque chose en eux
that they'll just stay faithful.
They
will just
fidèles.
Stay faithful.
Ils vont rester seulement fidèles.
If I was watching once again a few weeks back,
je regardais quelques semaines passées,
that a thing showing the Marines.
Quelque chose ont montré les Marines.
And if you want to join the Marines, what you have to go through
si vous devenir Marines, les militaires
to be
américains,
one of the elite forces in the army.
Comment devenir dans cette force d'élite dans l'armée
And the things they put them through.
Les choses par lesquelles ils passent
in their selection courses.
Dans les cours de sélection.
And again, they said the same thing.
Et ils disent la même chose.
They said it's just a certain character of person.
Ils disent c'est seulement une certaine qualité.
They said most of the time it's not the big muscular people.
Ils disent plusieurs fois ce sont pas ces gens aux gros
who
muscles.
Who make it through.
Qui vont réussir.
There's just a certain type of people
C'est seulement un certain type de gens
that have the power of endurance.
Qui ont cette puissante capacité d'endurance.
That even though they have to march through the mountains,
même s'ils doivent monter des montagnes,
day and night,
jour et nuit,
until every muscle in their body will be aching and telling them to stop.
Jusqu'à ce que chaque muscle de leur corps va commencer à leur
faire
douleur.
There's just a certain type of person.
Il y a seulement un certain type de gens.
And it's not in them to give up.
Il y a quelque chose en eux qui leur dit
they can just shut everything else out.
Ils vont abandonner toute chose.
Keep their eyes fixed on the goal.
Regardant seulement vers l'objectif.
And they just press on.
Et ils vont pousser.
And that's what they're looking for.
Et c'est ce qu'ils cherchent.
Those kinds of people.
Ce genre de gens.
So then they take them from the selection course, the next thing.
Et après ce cours de sélection, la chose suivante.
They put them in the part of the course where they have to deal with others.
Ils vont dans l'autre cours, ils doivent apprendre à traiter avec les autres.
Because no man can survive on his own.
Parce que personne ne peut survivre de lui-même.
And they put them in teams.
Et les placent dans des équipes.
And they start to watch them.
Et ils commencent à les surveiller.
And they put them through all these extreme conditions and trials.
Ils les placent dans ces conditions extrêmes.
And then the final decision of who can become an officer.
Et la dernière décision sur qui va devenir un officier.
Isn't left up to the army itself.
Est laissée à l'armée elle-même.
It's left up to the people that were in your team.
C'est pas l'armée qui décide, mais c'est les gens de ton équipe.
And they come and ask them.
Ils vont leur demander.
Do you think this man should be one of the elite?
Pensez-vous que cette personne peut être.
And though the man might be ever so talented, might have so many skills.
Cet homme peut être avoir beaucoup de talents.
But if he doesn't feel for his brothers,
mais s'il n'a pas de sentiment,
if he doesn't fit in well in the squad,
et s'il ne s'accorde,
if he just thinks for himself.
Et s'il pense seulement à lui-même,
he doesn't qualify.
Il n'est pas qualifié.
That's a powerful thought, friends.
C'est une pensée
puissante. The same as in the kingdom.
C'est la même chose que dans
if
le
we are predestinated,
si vous êtes
predestiné, we're not predestinated to be one man.
Vous n'êtes pas prédestiné à être une
invincible
personne,
armies.
Une personne, une armée d'une personne.
We're predestinated
vous êtes prédestiné
to work together in the team.
De travailler ensemble en équipe.
And we're commissioned for it.
Et nous sommes comme
just like this woman, it was in her.
C'est comme cette femme,
she didn't have to struggle. She didn't have to make herself something that she wasn't. The Lord says, I have commanded her. And she didn't even know that the Lord had commanded her. He never commanded her with an audible voice. It was the things she had been through. It was the makeup that he made her with. The experiences she had gone through. She had gone through Jehovah's rugged school of training.
Il est allé dans l'école d'entraînement de Jéhovah.
And that was Jehovah preparing, commissioning her, commanding her.
C'était Jéhovah la commissionnant, la commandant.
To look after Elijah.
De veiller sur
in the time of famine.
Dans le temps de famine.
And friends, the greatest thing you can do in the time of famine.
Et la plus grande chose que vous pouvez faire dans le temps de
famine. Is be in good terms with Elijah.
C'est être en bon terme avec Élie.
Those books and those tapes, friends.
Ces brochures et ces
bandes. If those are speaking to you.
Elles sont en train de vous
if God
parler,
is ministering the eagle anointing,
c'est Dieu en train de vous apporter
the spirit of Elijah to you,
à vous,
all is going to be well.
Tout à, tout va être
because
bien.
All that the bride needs is in the books and tapes.
Parce que tout ce que l'épouse a besoin est dans ses bandes.
Friends, you've got to stay on friendly terms.
Vous devez rester amical
with Elijah in your age.
Avec Élie.
Because he was the one who prophesied the famine.
Parce que c'est lui qui avait prophétisé la famine.
And there was power in the message of Elijah.
Et il y avait une puissance dans le message d'Élie.
To create another atmosphere.
Pour créer une autre atmosphère.
And it was called Elijah's economy.
Et cela a été appelé l'économie d'Élie.
And to those people that were under Elijah's economy
et
in that
tous
age.
Ceux qui étaient sous l'économie d'Élie,
no matter how bad it got out there.
Peu importe combien il était mauvais dehors.
They were sheltered under the wings of Jehovah.
Il y avait un refuge.
Let that be your ambition, my friend.
Que cela soit vos ambitions.
Let that be the greatest ambition that you can have.
Que cela soit la plus grande ambition que vous
pouvez
avoir.
Is to be hidden away in the secret place.
C'est être dans les lieux secrets.
Let your life be hidden so much in Christ at this
que
time.
Que votre vie soit si cachée en Christ en ce temps.
Why give ear to the critic?
Pourquoi écouter les critiques?
Why are you going to pay attention to people on the internet that want to speak evil of the things that you believe?
Pourquoi aller voir les gens sur internet qui parlent du mal des choses que vous
why
croyez?
Waste your time?
C'est une
with this 1,200 books that we haven't finished yet.
Il y a 1,200 brochures que nous n'avons pas encore lues.
Why?
Pourquoi?
I'd rather eat the stored up food.
Vous ferez mieux de manger.
Because Zaphnath Paneah had the commission.
Où Zaphnath Paneah avait la
commission. Go into every city.
Aller dans chaque ville.
Store up the food.
Emmagasiner la nourriture.
And God has a storehouse here.
Et Dieu a un dépôt ici.
Elijah's storehouse.
Les dépôts d'Élie.
If someone's looking for food,
si quelqu'un cherche la nourriture,
the garners are full.
Amen.
We can minister from the garner, Elijah's garner.
Zaphnath Paneah.
We can distribute the food.
Nous pouvons distribuer la
and friends,
nourriture.
That food ain't running out.
Et cette nourriture,
as long as we're still here.
Elle va pas s'épuiser.
It's never going to run out.
Ici. Elle va jamais
s'épuiser. You'll never lack inspiration.
Vous n'allez jamais manquer
d'inspiration. You'll never lack something to feed your soul.
Vous n'allez jamais manquer quelque
as
chose
long
pour
as you're in Elijah's economy.
Parce que vous êtes sous l'économie d'Élie.
But you know what the enemy of Elijah's economy is?
Et vous savez que c'est que l'ennemi d'économie d'Élie?
The Jezebel spirit.
L'esprit de Jézabel.
Jezebel hated Elijah.
Jezebel haïssait Élie.
And be careful of this Jezebel spirit in this age, friends.
Soyez prudent de ces esprits.
It's a strong spirit.
C'est un esprit fort.
It'll make you think you're missing out.
Et ça va vous faire croire que vous manquez.
There's things coming and I want to miss out, friends.
Vous pensez que il y a une chose que je ne peux
pas manquer. It'll make you think you're missing out.
Let
me tell you.
Laissez-moi vous dire.
You're not missing out.
Vous ne ratez rien.
Get out on the streets.
Allez dans les rues.
On Friday, Brother Rock was supposed to pick me up from there, but he came late.
Et Frère Rock était censé me prendre le vendredi.
So instead of coming to Dublin, I said, let's go to Belfast, because it's closer.
Au lieu d'aller à Dublin, j'ai dit, allons à Belfast.
And we got to Belfast maybe about 8:30.
Nous sommes arrivés à Belfast vers 20h30.
And we were on the streets, so almost up to 12.
Nous étions Friend, dans les rues jusqu'à presque à minuit.
You're not missing out on anything.
Vous ne ratez rien, mes amis.
Go and see what's happening there.
Allez voir ce qui arrive là-bas.
And see the grace of God to you.
Et voyez la grâce de Dieu.
But sometimes we sit.
Et c'est
the fridge is full.
Nous sommes là, les
the children are well.
Les enfants sont bien.
We don't have any problems really.
Nous n'avons réellement pas de problèmes.
And we start thinking we're missing out on something.
Vous pensez que vous ratez quelque chose.
Friends, you're missing out on nothing.
Vous ne ratez rien.
The things you're missing out on, it's good that you miss out.
Les choses que vous ratez, c'est bien
the
que
broken
ratez.
Homes.
Les
tragedy.
Les familles brisées,
the sicknesses without a solution.
Les maladies sans
the problems without hope.
Les problèmes sans espoir.
Doesn't mean we don't have problems, we do. But there's a man that can turn on the light.
Il y a quelqu'un qui peut allumer la lumière.
There's a solution to our problems.
C'est la solution à nos problèmes.
And his name is Jesus.
Et son nom est Jésus.
And as long as we just stay on speaking terms with him.
Aussi longtemps que vous êtes en bon terme avec lui.
As long as we just stay close to him.
Et restez seulement
as long as Jesus is still in the boat.
Aussi longtemps que Dieu, Jésus
doesn't
est
doesn't matter the storms
pirogue.
That are going to come.
Peu importe les temps.
Friends, let any wave come, you're going to crest the wave. And you're going to come down the other side.
Et vous allez traverser.
And it's not because you're better than anybody else.
C'est pas parce que vous êtes
meilleur
que les autres.
It's the grace of God to you.
C'est la grâce de Dieu pour vous.
And friends, when God sends Elijah to you and Jezebel's on the scene, that's
et quand
the grace
Dieu envoie
of God.
Élie, Jezabel aussi vient sur la scène.
God so loved the Elijah spirit. Remember the prophet says in the seals.
Le prophète dit, Dieu a tellement aimé
he loves the spirit of Elijah.
Il aime l'esprit d'Élie.
Because it doesn't compromise.
Parce qu'il ne compromet pas.
And whenever Jezebel's on the scene,
et chaque fois que Jezabel
expect Elijah. He's on his way. He always sends Elijah to combat the spirit of
Jezebel.
Now it just depends on which anointing you want on you. If you want this Jezebel anointing, this Laodicean anointing, a spirit of blindness, a spirit of comforting yourself when you don't have any reason to comfort yourself. When you think all is well, look at my prosperity. That's not true prosperity. True prosperity is a Christ-like character. It's the gold refined in the fire. It's the nature of Christ in you. That's the most precious thing that you can find. Sometimes you won't know that it's there. Because sometimes the eagle has to stir the nest to let those little eagles know who they really are. And sometimes you don't realize the potential that's in you. But Jehovah will put you in positions to shake you a little bit so that who you really are will express itself.
Et cela va s'exprimer.
And then you'll see for yourself.
Alors vous allez réaliser.
He has done great things.
Il a fait de grandes choses.
He's done great things in us, friends.
Il a fait de grandes choses.
Yes, your flesh will get scared, the prophet said.
Parfois la peur.
No one likes
to
speak of these things, the natural man.
Personne n'aime parler de ces choses.
I went to London last week.
J'étais à Londres.
Because I had to go to the Lithuanian embassy because I'm going next month by the grace of God to Brother Pavel.
J'étais à l'ambassade de Lituanie.
So the appointment was only 3 in the afternoon.
Le rendez-vous c'était à 15
heures. So the flight got in at 8 in the morning. The flight got there in London at 8 in the morning.
L'avion est arrivé à 8 heures du matin.
So I arranged to meet up with Brother James Bloom and Brother Alfred.
Je me suis arrangé à me rencontrer un autre.
And the anointing of doom and gloom on the economy was upon me.
L'onction des mauvaises situations économiques était sur.
And Brother Alfred got scared.
Et le frère a commencé à.
And I told him it's good to be scared.
Et je lui ai dit c'est bien d'avoir peur.
It's good for someone to tell you the truth.
C'est bien que quelqu'un te dise.
That this refuge that you're trusting in is going to let you down.
Le refuge dans lequel tu te confies va te laisser tomber.
But God has a refuge.
Mais Dieu a un refuge.
The same God who showed that judgment is in the earth.
Le même Dieu qui a montré que
is the same God who provides a refuge for his people. It's a message of grace and it's a message of judgment.
Il a envoyé un message de grâce, un message
just
de
depends
jugement.
On which way you want to receive
ça dépend
it.
De celui que tu veux recevoir.
But sometimes it's good to strip off the false confidence from people.
Parfois, il faut déchirer cette mauvaise
because people think
gens.
It's going to be like this forever. It's not. The
les
prophet
gens,
told us it's going to get worse and worse until Jesus comes.
Être comme ceci jusque pour toujours, mais cela va
that's naturally, but what about to the believer?
Mais qu'en est-il pour
friends,
les
it's going to get richer and richer until Jesus comes.
Les croyants vont devenir plus
because the darker it gets out there, the brighter the light is going to shine.
Plus les ténèbres sont dehors, la lumière des livres
and he says, gross
briller.
Darkness will be upon the people. But it's your time to rise and shine. Because the glory of the Lord has come upon you.
Parce que la gloire est venue sur vous.
That's why the believer doesn't fear.
C'est pourquoi le croyant n'a
unless
peur.
You got sin in your life.
À moins que vous ayez
unless you're playing with
vie.
Delilah.
À moins que vous jouez avec
unless
Delilah.
You're compromising. That's your enemy, friends. Be careful. When you start falling asleep on the knees of Delilah, watch
quand
out.
Vous à sur les
the Philistines
Delilah,
will
prudent.
Soon be upon you.
Les Philistins vont bientôt tomber sur toi.
And it's not by might, it's not by power.
C'est pas par la force, ni par la puissance.
But the good thing, Samson, he could think back.
Mais la bonne chose, c'est que Samson
he could think back to the former rain.
Il peut repenser à l'ancienne pluie.
The days when the showers used to come.
Les jours où la pluie tombait.
And here he was in Gaza.
Et le voilà à Gaza.
And the Philistine says, "We got him this time."
Et les Philistins ont dit, nous l'avons eu.
They've done it to you and me many times.
C'est
the devil's thought.
Moi, le
diable, I've got her this time.
Le diable a dit, je l'ai eu.
If ever you watch Cinderella.
Vous voyez
I'm sorry
Cinderella.
If it's not spiritual speaking about Cinderella.
Je sais que c'est
I love that film
Cinderella,
Cinderella. The original one.
J'aime ce film, Cinderella.
That cat, Lucifer.
C'est chat, Lucifer.
He was the enemy of Cinderella.
Il était l'ennemi
Cinderella,
de Cinderella
was the bride.
Cinderella, c'était l'épouse.
And that little mouse was trying to bring the key
et
to Cinderella so she could come out and marry the king.
Essayait d'amener la clé à Cinderella pour s'échapper.
And the cat put the cup. On the mouth.
Et le chat a placé un couvercle sur le
and it seemed all hope was gone.
Et tout l'espoir était parti.
Don't worry, my friend.
N'ayez pas peur,
God has a solution.
Dieu a une solution.
When the devil thinks he's put you under the cup, watch out.
Quand le diable pense qu'il vous a captivé,
there's something going to come and stir Lucifer's nest.
Il y a quelque chose qui viendra secouer.
And those little birds go down to, what was the dog's name? I can't remember, Pluto or whatever. And he comes and he gives that cat a hard time. God always has a provided way of escape. There's many times the devil thought he had you.
Plusieurs fois le diable pensait
caught
vous avoir.
In Gaza in your sin.
Il pensait que vous avez eu dans vos péchés.
But God is not an Indian giver.
Mais Dieu n'est pas un donateur.
God Indian. Doesn't give you a commission.
Dieu ne vous donne pas une commission.
And then take it away because you stumble and fell.
Et la retirer parce que vous êtes tombé.
Samson rises up in the night.
Samson s'est levé la nuit.
And he goes and he looks and he sees great chains around the gate.
Il se lève, il voit il y a des grandes chaînes autour des
portes. They said we've got him. He ain't going nowhere this time.
Ils ont dit, il ne va pas s'échapper cette fois-ci.
And Samson just looked up.
Samson a seulement regardé.
And he saw a cloud the size of a man's hand.
Il a vu une petite un nuage.
He spoke to the God of Elijah.
Il a parlé au Dieu d'Élie.
And the rain started to fall.
Et la pluie a commencé à
that
tomber.
Was his former rain.
C'était sa
and that quickening pluie. Power came upon him.
Et la puissance est venue sur
and the prophet says you could see every muscle starting getting energized by divine power. And he took those gates.
Il a pris toutes ses
he was a type of Christ.
C'était le type
Christ. Christ went down into death for us and possessed the gates of the enemy. Put them on his back.
Il les a placés sur son
carried it up the hill.
Il les a portés sur
and
la
left it as a testimony for
il
us.
L'a laissé comme un témoignage pour nous.
But one day,
et un jour,
Samson went too far.
Samson est allé plus loin.
God has mercy, friends.
Dieu a sa miséricorde.
God puts red lights.
Dieu place.
But be careful.
Avertisseurs, mais soyez prudents.
Because one day you'll go too far.
Parce qu'un jour vous irez trop loin.
And then you'll say, His grace has always been available to me.
Et vous allez dire, sa grâce a toujours été avec moi.
Doesn't mean you're not His child.
Cela ne veut pas dire que vous n'êtes
pas
son fils.
But He withholds the grace.
Mais il retient la grâce.
And then you try in your own strength.
Et vous allez essayer par votre propre force.
And you see, you can't do it yourself.
Et vous allez voir que vous n'y arriverez pas.
And they put him in the prison house.
Et on le place dans la prison.
And they took out his eyes.
Et on crève ses yeux.
And he was bound with the fetters of judgment, brothers.
Et il était placé sous le jugement.
And it was dry in his soul.
Et il était sec dans son âme.
And he was grinding away.
Et il était en train de moudre.
Sometimes we need to grind away, friends.
Parfois nous devons.
Because sometimes we need to consider our ways.
Parfois, nous devons considérer nos voies.
Sometimes He puts us in those situations so we can think deeply.
Parfois, il nous place dans ces
upon how have we esteemed the birthright?
Combien nous avons sous-estimé
what have we been doing with the commission?
Qu'est-ce que nous avions fait avec la commission?
And something started to stir.
Et quelque chose a commencé à se remuer.
And there was a brokenness.
C'était quelque chose
that came in the heart of this man.
Qui est venu dans le cœur de cet homme.
And then he started saying, Lord,
il a commencé à dire, Seigneur,
if they can just be a one more time,
si je peux encore avoir
just
une autre chance,
once more, Lord,
juste une autre fois,
just once more,
juste une autre fois,
surely the former rain, Lord,
montre-moi encore l'ancienne pluie,
was but a down payment of the latter rain,
qui est de la dernière pluie,
surely the goodness of the past,
montre-moi la bonté,
it shouldn't
passé.
Just be for memory's sake,
juste pour ma mémoire.
It should be the earnest of things to come.
Cela devait être les choses d'avenir.
And then they come and they lead him that day and they take him between the pillars.
Et on l'a placé à côté des colonnes.
And the prophet says they put up a new statue.
Et le prophète a dit, ils ont placé une nouvelle statue de
Dagon. To commemorate Dagon's victory over Jehovah and his servant.
Pour commémorer la victoire de Dagon sur Jehovah et ses fils.
I said it to Brother James the other day. I said, James.
J'ai dit à frère James l'autre fois.
Watch.
Surveiller.
As it was in the days of Belshazzar.
Comme il était au jour de Belshazzar.
They can get drunk, it's okay.
Ils peuvent s'enivrer.
They can have their drunken feasts and worship their gods.
Ils peuvent avoir leur fête et adorer
but
leur
watch
Dieu.
When they try to touch the holy vessels.
Mais regardez quand ils essaient de toucher au vase sacré.
Even if those vessels have been taken from the temple in Jerusalem and are now in Babylon.
Même si ces vases ont été déplacés de Jérusalem à Babylon.
They still were the vessels of Jehovah.
Elles sont toujours les vases de Jéhovah.
They were still the predestinated vessels of Jehovah.
Ils étaient toujours les vases prédestinés
they
de
Jéhovah. Weren't commissioned to be filled with Belshazzar's drunken in his drunken feast. They were commissioned to be used in the service of Jehovah.
Au service de Jehovah,
in the Shekinah glory.
Dans la gloire de Shekinah,
being filled with his things.
Être rempli de ses choses.
But God doesn't forget his vessels, friends.
Dieu n'oublie pas ses vases.
Though those vessels had been taken captive by the king of Babylon.
Même si ces vases ont été prises par le roi
and
de
they had
Babylon,
been defiled by Belshazzar.
Et qu'elles ont été souillées par Belshazzar.
God hadn't forgotten about them.
Dieu n'avait pas oublié.
God hadn't forgotten.
Dieu ne les avait pas oubliés.
And Belshazzar could do all of his blasphemy.
Belshazzar pouvait faire
he could do all that he wanted.
Il pouvait faire tout
but
ce
his
voulait.
Great mistake is when he put his hands on the sacred vessels.
Sa plus grande erreur, c'est quand il a saisi ses vases.
And watch when they try to do that, friends. The prophet
n'essayez
says,
pas de faire cela.
When they come with that squeeze as well,
quand ils viennent avec cette pression,
he says, watch the third pull then.
Observez le
and watch how God pours out his judgment.
Voyez comment Dieu va déverser son
and
jugement.
See how God works.
Et voyez comment Dieu
he has Abraham.
Il a Abraham,
God's vessel,
le vase de Dieu,
backslides,
rétrograde,
down into the land of the Philistines.
De chez les Philistins.
God shuts up the wombs. I think it was the wombs of the Philistines, or He brings diseases, whatever it was.
Dieu envoie une maladie ou quelque chose chez les Philistins.
And then that king of the Philistines says, "But I did it in the integrity of my heart."
Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait? Le roi des Philistins dit, "Qu'est-ce que j'ai fait dans mon cœur?"
And the Lord says, "That man's my prophet."
Le prophète Dieu dit, "Cet homme
you call him to come and pray for you."
Appelle-le qui vient prier pour vous.
Friends, God thinks different than people.
Dieu pense différemment.
We need to be careful. Even if you see somebody there playing in the land of the Philistines, be careful what you say. Because God will still say, that's my vessel.
Dieu va toujours dire, c'est mon vase.
And He gets Abraham to come and pray for that.
Et il appelle Abraham pour prier pour
sometimes
lui.
You almost think God has a sense of humor. You know?
Parfois, vous allez penser que Dieu est un humoriste.
This man's done nothing wrong.
Cet homme n'a rien fait de mal.
So we get down. Let's come to a close. Let's get to Rahab. Just to take a couple more, then we'll finish. Let's look in the book of Joshua.
Le livre de Josué.
Just speaking of these economies again and this provision that God has.
Parlant des provisions que Dieu
like
a.
I said last week, it's a big topic.
Comme j'ai dit la semaine passée, c'est
it does open up a lot of different things in the Bible.
Qui ouvre beaucoup de choses dans la Bible.
But all of these things are confirming to us
mais toutes ces choses nous confirment
the day that we're living in.
Le jour dans lequel nous
in Joshua chapter 2,
Josué, chapitre 2
verse 1.
Verset 1.
And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, go and view the land, even Jericho. And they went and came into a harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. Now it's another type of our day.
C'est un autre type de notre jour.
Because if you take the Feast of Trumpets,
parce que si vous prenez la fête des trompettes,
the prophet says those plagues down there
parce
in
que
Egypt,
le prophète dit ces plaies là
it was
Egypte.
Like the persecution of the Jews under the trumpets.
C'était comme la persécution des Juifs sous les trompettes.
Like Hitler and Mussolini and the things that happened to the Jews.
Comme Hitler et Mussolini avec
then the Jews came out.
Alors les Juifs sont sortis.
Israel came out of Egypt.
Israël est sorti d'Égypte.
And they crossed Jordan.
Ils ont traversé le Jourdain.
And they're about to come into their inheritance.
Ils sont sur le point de posséder leur héritage.
Like now.
Comme maintenant.
Israel's back in their land, but they don't have the inheritance yet.
Et Israël est dans le pays, mais ils n'ont pas encore.
And what was standing between Israel and the inheritance?
Qu'est-ce qui se tenait entre Israël et son héritage?
There had to be judgment on those Gentile nations.
Il devait y avoir un jugement sur les gentils.
As long as Jericho stood with its great walls,
aussi longtemps que Jericho se tenait là,
that great Gentile economy was there.
Aussi longtemps que l'économie des gentils était là.
The Jews couldn't go any further.
Les Juifs ne
they couldn't
pas
possess the inheritance.
Ils pouvaient rien posséder.
Jericho had to come down first.
Jericho devait d'abord tomber.
But before Jericho could come down,
mais avant que Jericho ne tombe,
there was the Gentile bride.
Il y avait l'épouse des gentils.
And God had to minister a way for her.
Dieu devait frayer une voie pour elle.
God had to do something for her.
Dieu devait faire quelque chose
so these
pour
spies
elle.
Come in now.
Ces espions viennent maintenant.
Verse 6, let's see the time that it was.
Verset
6. It says, but she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax which she had laid in order upon the roof. It was harvest time.
C'était le temps de la moisson.
She hides them under the flax.
Elle les a placés
Ruth
les...
came back with Naomi at harvest time.
Ruth est venue avec Naomi au temps de la moisson.
We don't have time, but you can read Revelation 14, harvest time.
Nous pouvons lire Apocalypse 14, le
there's
temps
the
de la
Son
moisson.
Of Man sitting on the cloud with a golden crown.
C'est le fils de l'homme sur la nu- le
and he has the sharp sickle in his hand.
Et il avait une épée aiguë.
And he comes first and he harvests the earth.
Et il vient pour moissonner la terre.
He brings in the wheat.
Il amène le blé.
And then the voice of judgment goes forth.
Alors, la voix du jugement sort.
It says, gather the grapes.
Il dit, rassemblez les
bring
les
them
pales.
To the winepress of the wrath of Almighty
amenez-la
God.
Vers la colère de Dieu.
It's harvest time.
C'est le temps
there's
de la moisson.
Always these harvests.
C'est toujours cette moisson.
Verse 8. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, I know the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us. And that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. What did Jesus say? Men's hearts failing them for fear.
Les cœurs des hommes défaillent de peur.
Because of those things that shall come upon the earth.
À cause des choses qui vont frapper la terre.
The people couldn't understand why.
Les gens ne
but there was
pas
just a
pourquoi.
Nervousness in the hearts of the
mais
people.
Y a seulement une nervosité
they
dans les
knew God's
gens.
Judgments already in the earth.
Ils savaient que le jugement de Dieu était déjà sur la terre.
The prophet says Joshua was God's destroying angel.
Le prophète dit Josué c'était l'ange
God's judgment on the Gentiles was already in the earth.
Le jugement de Dieu était sur la terre, sur les gens.
And he says, and Jericho was right in the line of the damned.
Et dit Jericho était vraiment sur la ligne.
And in the token, and he says, and every one of these nations is now in the line of the damned.
Et sur la ligne des mires.
God's judgment was in the earth.
Le jugement de Dieu
and like
sur
we said
terre.
Many times before,
et comme j'ai dit plusieurs fois avant,
the whole move has to stop.
Tous les mouvements doivent s'arrêter.
The full pouring out of that judgment upon those Gentile nations.
Le déversement total de ces jugements sur les nations des gentils.
It had to stop. Why?
Doit s'arrêter.
Because Rahab wasn't under the token yet.
Parce que Rahab n'était pas encore sous le.
She hadn't come under Jehovah's economy.
Elle n'était pas encore dans l'économie de Jéhovah.
Joshua had an economy in that day as well.
Josué avait une économie en ce jour-là.
And friends, it's a serious thought.
C'est une pensée sérieuse.
The prophet says that. He says
dit,
the lamb has to make intercession.
doit faire intercession.
Until the last one comes in.
Jusqu'à ce que le dernier vienne.
Because remember when he prayed, Jesus says, "Father, all that you have given unto me, I've lost none."
Jésus a dit, tout ce que tu m'as donné, je n'ai perdu.
And I don't only pray for these, I pray for them that are to come.
Je prie pas seulement pour eux, mais je prie pour ceux qui viendront.
And the responsibility of our souls has been put upon him.
Et la responsabilité de nos âmes lui a été donnée.
We are his responsibility.
Nous connaissons sa responsabilité.
And he's going to make sure.
Il va se rendre
he does everything that's required.
Qu'il va tout faire, tout ce qui est exigé.
To land every soul safely home.
Pour amener chaque âme en sécurité à
la maison. The fullness of judgment can't be poured forth.
Et la plénitude du jugement ne peut pas être déversée.
Although Jericho was already shut up.
Bien que Jericho était déjà
the atmosphere
fermé,
had changed, friends. It wasn't much trade going on. Things weren't coming in and out.
L'atmosphère avait changé. Il n'y avait pas plus de commerce qui s'opérait.
The natural man could feel inside of himself.
L'homme naturel pouvait sentir en lui-même.
That they were in the line of judgment.
Qu'ils sont sur la ligne du jugement.
And Rahab was feeling like that.
Et Rahab sentait comme cela.
So God sends the message to her.
Alors Dieu envoie un message.
The prophet says those two tape boys came into the city.
Le prophète dit ces deux jeunes gens sont arrivés dans la ville.
Played some tapes in her house.
Avec leur bande pour jouer dans sa maison.
And look at her testimony, what she says.
Et voyez dans les
verse 10. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt. And what you did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan. Verse 11. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Friends, there's still people like it out there. They know this is God's judgment. They know the things that are taking place. Yes, science can take its instruments and say it's global warming. And all their natural reasoning like they had in the days of Noah. But these are the judgments of God.
Friends.
Not on my authority. But Elijah came. Zaphnath Pioneer came. And he unsealed the whole program to us. And in the power of that revelation of the unsealing, the same ministry that unseals is the same ministry that comes to seal. Comes to seal the bride under the token. That's his provision. So she speaks to them. And she says, please, do something for me.
S'il vous plaît, faites quelque chose pour moi.
She says it in verse 12.
Verset 12.
Now therefore I pray you swear unto me by the Lord, since I've showed you kindness. You see her investment.
Voyez son investissement.
Some investments pay off big time.
Amen. Certains investissements payent très bien.
When Paul speaks of it in Hebrews, what does he say about Rahab? He says, by faith, Rahab was delivered. Why? Because she received the spies with peace. Sometimes the way that you treat one another, sometimes the way that you treat message believers, you're investing in the Joshua Commission. That's what she was doing. It was risky what she did. But she takes those two message believing ministers in her house. And she makes them feel at home. And she feeds them. She gives them refuge. And look how far things had gone. To those people who know about our good friend Snowden, they ran away to Russia and told all about the spying of America on the people.
Edward Snowden.
That was the time of day like here. As soon as those two believers came in the house, the king of the city knew it. And he sends the soldiers there and says, bring out those two men that came in your house. Don't think your email is secure, friends. Don't think they don't know about you and me. It's exactly the way it was here. Things were shut in and they knew everything that was going on. Because of their fear and their insecurity. Because the judgments of God were in the earth. And they thought they could protect themselves. You can't protect yourself from the judgments of God. You've got to come under the blood. God has one place of
refuge.
And that was the condition of that day. They knew everything that was going on. So they sent to her house and so forth. But she says, verse 12, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have showed you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house. and give me a true token. The same ones who come to tell you this city is doomed. It's the same ones that will minister you under the token. That's the message. The same message that unveils the judgment of God. If you just yield yourself to that message, God will minister you right into the place of refuge. He'll seal you away in his provided place in Christ in this age. It's always that. Verse 17, and the men said unto her, we will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window, which thou didst let us down by. Now, what does that mean?
Qu'est-ce que cela veut dire?
They're saying, sister,
il dit, sir,
we've tried it ourselves.
Nous avons essayé
the same thing that is allowing us to escape.
La même chose qui nous
it's the same thing that's going to deliver you. The same thing that's ministered grace to you will minister grace to your children. The same way of escape that you found, to show other people the same way of escape. And it was so simple, it was just a scarlet thread. And the prophet says, those two young men knew.
Et le prophète dit c'est deux jeunes gens
savaient. They just come from Egypt.
Parce qu'ils venaient sortaient tout droit d'Égypte.
And they knew that people just taking lamb's blood.
Parce qu'ils savaient que les gens avaient seulement pris le sang de l'agneau.
Under the Moses economy in that day.
Sous l'économie de Moïse ce jour-là.
And just simply applying according to the message that lamb's blood.
Ils l'ont accordé seulement conformément.
And staying under that blood.
Et ils sont restés sous le sang.
When the judgments of God visited Egypt, the world.
Quand les jugements de Dieu a visité.
In the last days of Egypt.
Dans les derniers jours d'Égypte.
Before the Exodus.
Avant l'exode.
That simple blood.
Ce simple sang.
Jehovah respected it.
Jehovah en a tenu compte.
And the prophet says with Rahab,
et le prophète dit
he says she immediately went and she tied that cord in her window.
Elle est allée directement lier cette corde à la fenêtre.
And he says, and when the judgment angel came, Joshua,
et il dit, quand l'ange de jugement est venu, Josué,
not only did Joshua respect it,
pas seulement Josué l'a respecté,
but Jehovah respected it.
Because
when that city shook and fell,
there
was only one place that didn't fall. That's powerful. We're joking at home the other day. I said to Kitana, what street did Rahab live on? She lived on Wall Street. Her house was on the wall. She saw the collapse of Wall Street. She knew it was coming. Not because of her own intelligence. But she was looking through the token.
Mais elle regardait au travers
when she looked out the window, she saw the world different than the other people did. She saw that day through the eyes of the Joshua Commission. She saw it the way that God saw it. That's the best way to look at this world. But sometimes when the eagles come down in the valley, they start looking at this world the way they should. There's nothing in this world, friends. And especially the young people, they think they're missing out.
Friends,
those Hollywood stars are the worst examples.
Some
of them are so addicted to their false religions, Scientology, and all this evil, and to drugs. Some of them are like addicted to sex and all these things. You can read the lives of these Hollywood stars.
Sont liés au sexe et
because power without character is satanic.
Parce que la puissance sans caractère
when you get riches and all this authority and people loving you, and you don't have the character of Christ. It's satanic. That's what the devil said to Jesus.
C'est ce que le diable a dit
all
à
these
Jesus.
Economies belong to me.
Toute cette économie
all of these riches are mine. I give them to whoever I want. Just bow down and worship me. And you've got to bow down, friends, at the altar of the God of this evil age. If you want to be in part of that system. Those aren't the people that our young people should be looking as examples. You know the great, great superheroes. Samson. David.
David.
Those are the real superheroes. Because it's real life.
C'est la vraie vie.
It's not Superman and Iron Man and all these things.
Ce sont pas tous ces gens, les Superman,
that's just somebody's imagination.
Les gens de fer, ce sont des imaginations.
Why let your children all the time be feeding their imaginations on imagination?
Pourquoi vous laissez vos enfants se nourrir de l'imagination?
When God has given us the real superheroes to emulate.
Dieu nous a donné les vrais super-héros.
God has given us the real characters that we should emulate.
Dieu nous a donné les vrais caractères auxquels
and the greatest of all of them is Jesus.
Et le plus grand de tous,
even in his day, the children wanted to come to Jesus.
Même en ces jours, les enfants veulent venir à Jésus.
So why not give them a chance today?
Pourquoi ne pas leur donner
why not read to them about Jesus and show them films about Jesus?
Pourquoi ne pas leur
Jesus said, let the little children come to me.
For
unto such is the kingdom of God.
Parce que pour
but some of the disciples were keeping the children from Jesus. I don't think it's too smart to do that, friends. Let's finish off. Chapter 6. So she's under the token.
Elle est sous le signe.
Chapter 6, verse 1. Look how tight it got at the end.
Voyez ce qu'elle a obtenu à la fin.
Now Jericho was straitly shut up because of the children of Israel. None went out and none came in. That's where it's coming to, friends.
C'est ce qui
that's the third pool.
C'est le troisième
let pool. Him that is filthy be filthy still.
Celui qui est
let
pur.
Him that's righteous be righteous
que
still.
Celui qui est pur, se purifie.
Like the song says, if you want your loved one saved, you better get them in now. Because it's coming a time where you want to go in, but you're not going to be able to go in. And the good thing, those that are already in aren't going to want to go out.
Et ceux qui sont dedans ne pourront plus sortir.
So the angel of the Lord comes down in that day.
L'ange du Seigneur est venu en ce
jour. And he commissions Joshua.
Il a commissionné Joshua.
And he says, go around the city.
Il dit, va au travers
de la ville. For the first 6 days.
Et pour les six prochains jours.
Let's read verse 14. And the second day they compassed the city once and returned into the camp. So they did for 6 days. And it came to pass on this, and it came to pass on the seventh day. Which is our age.
C'est notre âge, septième jour.
That they rose early about the dawning of the day and compassed the city after the same manner 7 times.
Amen.
So they go around until it comes to evening time.
Amen.
Au temps du soir, ils ont contourné.
And on the seventh time,
à la septième
which was
fois,
evening time on the seventh day,
qui était le temps du soir au septième jour,
God said, enough is enough.
Dieu a dit, trop, c'est trop.
My people are under the token.
Mon peuple est sous le signe.
What happened?
Qu'est-ce qui arrive?
And it came to pass at the seventh time, verse 16, when the priests blew with the trumpets,
amen.
Joshua said unto the people, shout!
Amen.
What do we have there?
Qu'est-ce que nous avons là?
Joshua said,
amen.
There's
amen.
The voice
c'est la voix
of the archangel.
De l'archange.
Shout!
Amen.
There's the shout. And the trumpets blew. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice and the trump. And at the sounding of the last trump, the Gentile kingdoms are going to fall, friends. And the dead in Christ are going to rise. And there's going to be a people safely in Jehovah's economy at that time. A people that have taken the message seriously and have applied the token.
Et qui ont appliqué les signes.
Shout, for the Lord has given you the city.
Amen.
Verse 19. Verse 20. So the people shouted when the priest blew with the trumpets, and it came to pass when the people heard the sound of the trumpet, and the people shouted with a great shout, that the wall fell down flat. Here came the great collapse.
Le grand effondrement est venu.
Just as the bride
c'est comme avec l'épouse,
was going to inheritance,
comme l'épouse entrait dans l'héritage,
there came the great collapse.
Il y aura un grand effondrement.
The collapse of these great walls,
l'effondrement de ces grands murs,
that these Gentile nations were trusting in,
dans lesquels les gens nations.
This is our future.
Espère.
This is our defense.
Dit, c'est notre futur, c'est
isn't
notre
it interesting on 9/11,
comme le, je disais dans
when the Lord allowed America to be smitten.
It
was the trade centers, the economy. And it was the Pentagon, which is their military. And those very things they were trusting in, friends. When Jehovah's appointed time had come. And Rahab had brought in her family, brought in all that could be saved. Then
Jehovah
said, okay, Joshua, go now.
Et Dieu a dit, Josué, maintenant tu peux aller.
And when the people shouted,
et les gens ont crié,
That was the message the prophet said.
C'était le message.
And then there was the voice,
il y avait la voix,
which is to raise the dead in Christ.
Qui va ressusciter les morts en Christ.
Then the trumpets came.
Alors la trompette vient.
To be caught up together and meet in
pour
the air.
Être enlevé et aller
and
le
at that time the kingdoms of the Gentiles came tumbling
alors,
down.
En ce temps, les royaumes des gentils
and as the Gentile kingdoms come under judgment,
et le royaume des gentils vient sous le jugement,
the Jews entered the inheritance.
Les Juifs entrent dans leur
and
héritage.
Possessed the land promised to them.
Parce que c'est que
through
Dieu
Abraham,
avait
Isaac and Jacob.
La terre qu'il avait
friends, the Bible is full of it. The Bible is full of it. Wherever you go.
Partout vous allez.
And why does God reveal those things in the message to us?
Et pourquoi Dieu a-t-il révélé ces choses dans le message?
The prophet says the token came.
Le prophète dit le signe est venu.
For preparation.
Pour la préparation.
So that God's people could prepare themselves.
Pour que les peuples de Dieu se préparent.
He says the token came for consolation.
Il dit le signe est venu pour consoler.
So that God's people in the midst of all these things can rest.
Pour que dans toutes ces choses les peuples de Dieu
he came with shalom.
Il est venu avec shalom.
He says to the world, gross darkness.
Il a dit, au monde, c'est les ténèbres.
But God says to his people, shalom.
Et Dieu a dit à son peuple,
just
shalom.
Be at rest.
Soyez en
just
paix.
Rest in Christ.
Reposez
but my friend, Christ. I'm saying it today as we close.
Je vous l'ai dit, mon frère,
if your heart still loves the things of this world,
si votre cœur aime encore les choses
don't
du monde,
rest.
Ne vous reposez
don't
pas.
Rest.
Ne vous
if you're not
pas.
Safely under the blood,
si vous n'êtes pas sous le
how
sang,
will you know that you've got the token?
Comment allez-vous savoir que vous avez le
the token is In the Bible was the blood of the lamb.
Dans la Bible, le signe, c'était le sang de l'agneau.
So when people associate with you,
et quand les gens s'associent à toi,
does it make them recognize the lamb?
Faites-leur reconnaître
does it make them aware of the lamb?
Faites-leur savoir que l'agneau est là.
Is the lamb expressing himself through you? The
est-ce
spirit of Christ? That's the token.
Vous, c'est cela le signe.
Come under the blood.
Venez sous le sang.
Come under the blood.
Venez sous le
friends,
sang.
It's not going to get better.
Cela ne va pas s'améliorer.
That's the message. Like I said last week, so many messages.
Comme j'ai dit
the
la
prophet
semaine,
preached
plusieurs messages,
at that time.
En ce temps-là.
We're only catching up with them now.
Nous
the world is
de,
moving into
de
the things
maintenant.
That were spoken of 50, 55 years ago.
Le monde entre dans les choses qui ont été prononcées
and it's gathering momentum and it's gathering pace.
Et cela se rassemble, se constitue maintenant.
Let's invest in the right economy.
Investissons dans la bonne
économie. Ask yourself that as we close and worship and come to a time of prayer.
Posez-vous la question alors
what are you investing in?
En quoi
did Rahab regret in any way? Her investment in that Joshua commission.
Dans la commission de Josué,
did she?
Avait-elle regretté?
Never.
Jamais.
Did the widow woman of Zarephath
regret
in any way?
Avait-elle regretté?
Taking that portion of the bread and the water and making Elijah feel welcome.
D'avoir pris ce qu'elle avait pour donner à Élie.
That was a great investment, friends.
C'était le plus grand investissement.
What are you investing in?
En quoi investissez-vous?
Jesus says, do not store up treasures on earth.
Jésus avait dit ne se investissez pas sur la terre là où la terre
can corrupt and decay,
et la corruption
but store up for yourself treasures in heaven.
Mais investissez et gardez vos choses au ciel.
Because some of these dividends you're not just going to meet them in heaven, friends.
Parce que certains de ces bénéfices ne vont pas seulement
you're going to need them just down the way from
nous
where we are.
Nous en aurons besoin.
Already you've benefited from his dividends many times.
Nous en avons bénéficié plusieurs
but
fois.
As the great famine sets in,
mais quand la grande famine
you and I are going to rejoice.
Toi et moi, nous allons nous
when the great dividends of Elijah's economy are paid out.
Quand les gains de l'économie d'Élie vont payer.
By the God of grace.
Par le Dieu de grâce.
Let's keep walking with Elohim.
Continue à marcher
let's
avec
keep
Elohim.
Walking with him. This way may have many trials and many battles, friends. But because you've chosen the harder way, there's a great portion of heaven waiting for you. That portion of heaven is what we're looking for. And may God grant us grace. Let's sing that song as we come to a close. There's a great portion of heaven waiting for you because of what you've decided. It's time to make a choice, friends. Many of us need to make a choice today. Some people are at a crossroads today. I pray you'll make the right choice. Because you've chosen the narrow way. To walk in the bloody footprints.
pour marcher.
That's the right choice.
Dans les pas en
That's the eternal choice.
C'est là le bon choix.
You want to reap the reward there, you get it in this life as well.
Vous n'allez pas seulement récolter là-bas, mais
it's a privilege, friends.
C'est un
privilège. All the persecution, all the misunderstanding.
Toutes les persécutions, les
incompréhensions. He far more compensates you.
Ils seront beaucoup
with
plus.
His blessing, his presence, his revelation, his manifestation. Sorry. We'll get it next time. So you have chosen the narrow path, the highest way. Yeah. There's a great portion of heaven.
There's a great portion of heaven.
It's waiting for you. Because of what you've decided.
Oh,
that was the prophecy. The angel told to the great messenger.
To the great messenger.
That is what will produce.
That is what will produce.
Great victory in the love divine.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. My love will live in me.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will
this path has many, many trials.
This path has many trials.
Oh,
and many battles against the enemy. But His Holy Spirit,
but His Holy Spirit will lead us
to perfect love.
There is not much time remaining.
There is not much time remaining.
Oh,
to walk in this path. We can already hear the chariots.
We can hear the chariots of our beloved one.
Coming to meet us.
Oh, I will walk this path.
I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. That divine love will live in me.
Oh, that divine love will live in me.
That divine love will live in me.
Oh, the desire that divine love will live in me. That divine love will live in me.
Let's bow our heads. I just wanted, before we come to pray,
just, avant d'entrer en prier,
just address different categories of people.
J'aimerais m'adresser à différentes sortes de gens.
Where are you today?
Où es-tu aujourd'hui?
What are you investing in?
En quoi investis-tu?
Jesus said, where your heart is,
Jésus a dit, là où se trouve ton cœur,
there shall your treasures be
là
also.
Aussi se trouve ton trésor.
That's where your reward is going to be.
C'est là que se trouve ta récompense.
Is your heart still in Babylon?
Est-ce que ton cœur est encore à Babylone?
In this world?
Dans ce monde.
Is your heart still caught up in Egypt?
Est-ce que ton cœur est encore bloqué?
You love the music of Egypt.
Vous aimez la musique d'Égypte.
You love to paint yourself like the Egyptians used to paint themselves.
Vous maquillez comme les Égyptiens.
Or like Jezebel used to paint herself.
Comme Jezabel se maquillait.
You love the fashions of Egypt.
Vous aimez la mode d'Égypte.
You love the fashions of Babylon.
Vous aimez la mode de Babylone.
Your heart is still in those things.
Votre cœur est encore dans.
But you're realizing today.
Mais vous réalisez aujourd'hui.
That maybe it's not such a wise idea.
Que c'est peut-être pas une idée sage.
Because there's coming a reward.
Parce qu'il y aura une récompense.
There's coming a day of reckoning.
Il y aura un jour de rétribution.
Where God is going to weigh everything in the balance.
Où Dieu va peser chaque chose dans sa balance.
And the Bible says He's going to give every man according to the deeds
et
done
Dieu
in the body.
Dit qu'il va donner à chacun conformément.
And it says, and God is going to judge even the motives and objectives of our hearts.
Dieu va même juger les motifs et les objectifs de notre cœur.
How do you feel about that?
Comment vous sentez-vous?
With your current
sujet?
Desires.
Est-ce que vos désirs,
and knowing how true God's word is,
ne connaissant pas ce que la parole de Dieu,
do you feel comfortable?
Êtes-vous à l'aise?
If you do, I feel sorry for you today.
Si vous êtes à l'aise, je me
sens. But if you feel like Rahab did,
si vous sentez comme Rahab,
in the beginning of the story,
au début de l'histoire,
that her heart was troubled,
que son cœur était troublé,
she was trembling in herself,
et tremblait en elle-même,
because she knew judgment was coming.
Parce qu'elle savait que le jugement.
And she knew she wasn't ready for that judgment.
Elle savait qu'elle était pas prête pour le jugement.
Why not put up your hand?
Pourquoi ne pas lever votre main?
To the one who died for you, Jesus.
À celui qui est mort pour vous, Jésus.
And saying, Lord,
et dire, Seigneur,
I don't want to perish.
Je ne veux pas périr.
I don't want to die in myself.
Je veux pas mourir dans
mes péchés. I don't want to stay in this condition any longer.
Je veux pas plus rester dans cette
I
condition.
Know it's wrong the things that I'm doing.
Je sais que c'est mal les choses que je fais.
Lord, give me strength.
Donne-moi la force.
Grant me a visitation of your mercy.
Visite-moi encore par ta grâce.
In my soul.
Dans mon âme.
Quicken me, Lord.
Vivifie-moi.
I want to stop these things.
Je veux arrêter ces
I want to come under the blood.
Je veux venir sous le
I want to put the token on display.
Je veux placer, appliquer le
I want to come into Christ today.
Je veux venir à Christ
because
aujourd'hui.
I know that you died for me.
Parce que je veux pas mourir.
I know that the full judgment of God
je sais que tous les jugements de Dieu
was born by the one who died on the cross.
N'était porté par celui qui était mort.
That's what it does. I raise your hand to the Lord.
C'était lever votre main.
Now, you may be a message believer.
Peut-être vous êtes un croyant du message.
But what are you investing in, my friend?
Mais en quoi investissez-vous, mon ami?
Where are you storing up your reward, your treasures?
Où est-ce que vous emmagasinez votre
you put trésor? Most of your time, most of your energy on the things of this life.
La plupart de ton temps et ton énergie, c'est dans les choses de cette vie.
I'll ask you a simple question.
Je vous pose une question simple.
When are you going to change?
Quand est-ce que vous allez changer?
When are you going to start investing in
quand est-ce que vous allez commencer à investir
Joshua's economy?
Dans l'économie de
Jérusalem, in Elijah's economy in
this age.
When are you going to store up treasures in heaven?
Quand est-ce que vous allez emmagasiner les trésors?
It's the greatest investment you could ever make.
C'est le plus grand investissement que vous pouvez
this
faire.
Is a bank that will never go broke.
C'est une banque qui ne va jamais.
This is a bank that guarantees its dividends.
C'est la banque qui garantit les investissements.
As we come to a time of prayer, why not just ask yourself?
Pourquoi ne pas vous poser la question?
Put yourself before the Lord and say, Lord,
mettez-vous devant le Seigneur et
dites, are my priorities right?
Est-ce que mes
caractères on a Wednesday night, are my priorities right?
Est-ce que mes priorités sont justes le mercredi?
Lord, when there's a communion service, are my priorities right?
Est-ce que quand il y a Sainte-Cène, mes priorités sont justes?
And if your priorities aren't right,
et si mes priorités ne sont pas correctes,
why not submit yourself to the will of God?
Pourquoi ne pas te soumettre à la volonté
why not surrender yourself and let it go?
Pourquoi ne pas le laisser le faire?
And saying, Lord, not my will,
et dit, Seigneur, c'est pas ma
but
volonté,
let your will be done.
Mais que ta
volonté I guarantee there'll come a quickening power once again in your experience.
Je vous garantis qu'il y aura une puissance qui viendra
and God will start to hasten you on the way to your adoption once again.
Et Dieu va commencer à vous avancer vers votre adoption.
Think back to the former rain in your life.
Rappelez-vous de la première pluie dans votre vie.
The showers of blessing in the days of your youth.
Les pluies de bénédiction dans votre jeunesse.
Surely those are just an earnest, a down payment
et cela va se reproduire
of what God would desire to do in your life.
C'est ce que Dieu veut désirer faire dans votre vie.
Why not submit yourself today?
Pourquoi ne pas vous soumettre?
Why not just give yourself to His will?
Pourquoi ne pas vous abandonner à sa volonté?
Let's all come to a time of prayer. Let's speak
et
to Him.
Tous maintenant.
One of these days we're going to speak of these things for the last time, friends.
Peut-être un jour ce sera la dernière fois.
Let's apply the token.
Appliquons le signe.
Let the blood be on the door.
Que le sang soit sur la porte.
Let's not go out from under the blood.
Ne sortons pas du sang.
If we have, let's repent today and come back under the bleeding word.
Si nous pouvons nous repentir.
Let's be washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Que nous soyons lavés dans le sang.
Whatever you need, let's all speak to the Lord this afternoon, in Jesus' name. Father, bringing ourselves before you, we do look to thee, Lord. Father, just the needy people, Lord, I just want to bring myself to you. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, Lord, and you pray to me, Jesus, that you are wrong in
Father, to our next Lord Savior, meet him at the ultimate strength, dear Lord. Father, tomorrow night as well, Lord, I look, Lord Savior, forward slow. Father, to our next meet him at the Lord Savior. Father, you translate us, Lord. Give us our portion, Lord. Give us more than most needed, our Lord, Savior God. Bless thy children, Lord, Savior God. And with thine house, Lord, all that is done in your hand, finally lay them before the old God. Father, we are grateful.
Just sing that song, Brother George. I love him because he first loved me. If anybody desires prayer or anything, please feel free to come forward before we close in prayer.
I love him because he first loved me. And he purchased my salvation on Calvary's tree.
Oh, I love him this morning.
I love him because. God with us, revealed.
name is called Emmanuel, Emmanuel, Emmanuel. His name is called Emmanuel. Oh, he's God with us, he's God with us.
Sing one more song. Let's sing that song, "Oh My Loving Brother." When this world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? When things are collapsing, friends, imagine having Jehovah as your best friend. Friends, what could be better than that? It's better than knowing all of these rich men of the earth, because the Bible says they're going to run to the caves and the rocks of the mountains. They're going to say, "Fall on us. Hide us from the face of him that sits upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb." Let's make friends with the real one, friends, in our lives. Let's cultivate that friendship. Amen. It's the most precious thing you can ever do.
Oh, the judgment day is coming. What an awful day it will be. Christ forever is my refuge. Rock of ages, live for me. Oh, oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, live for me. At the sounding of the trumpet, at the dawning of the day, worldly pleasures, worldly treasures shall forever pass away. Oh, my loving brother, oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, live for me. Oh, lost sinners will be crying for the home they'll never see, but the ransom will be singing. Rock of ages, live for me. Oh, my loving brother, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, oh, fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? Hide me over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, live for me. Oh, my loving brother, oh, my loving brother, when the world's on fire, don't you want God's bosom to be your pillow? I'd be over in the rock of ages. Rock of ages, live for me.
Just before we ask Brother Scott to come and pray for us, announce next Saturday is communion service. So there's no Friday service. Saturday's communion, inviting everybody to come along, communion foot washing. I think it'll be a good time in the Lord. Amen. And please pray for me this evening. I'm finishing up at Brother Tom's. I really do thank the saints for their prayers. The last 2 weeks have been really quite different times for me. It's been a real good time there, you know. Brother Tom had really asked me to come on a certain topic, and I didn't really know, but I really thank the Lord for his grace. It's been quite a time. So if you really pray, just finishing up this evening, may the Lord's will be done. Let's sing one more, Brother George, before we ask Brother Scott to come and close for us.
I am resolved to linger.
No longer to linger. Yeah? It's okay, Brother George. I am resolved no longer to linger.
Well, let's sing that song. I am homesick,
yeah, for a country
to which I
there be spoken.
Oh, be spoken, for time won't matter anymore. Oh, Beulah Land, Beulah Land, I'm longing for you.
I'm longing for you.
And someday I'll stand.
Oh, I will stand.
There my hope shall be eternal. Beulah Land, sweet Beulah Land. I'm looking now the river where my faith is gonna end inside. It's just a few,
oh, just a few more
days to labor,
oh, to labor.
Then I'll take
to remember Brother Tommy's sister. She's had a baby who's got a hole in the heart. So he was asking for prayer that the Lord might do something mighty to touch him. And also let's remember Brother John as well. Brother Johnny, he's gone to Africa. Let's pray for him. He's gone for a few weeks. So let's pray the Lord prosper his journey as well.
Most gracious Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, what a privilege and honor it is once again, Lord, to be in your house.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, to be beneficiaries, Lord, of your faithfulness, Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, when, Lord, even we know your word speaks it, that there's a drought, Lord, there's a famine. Father, not a famine of food, but for Amen. The word of God, oh,
yes, Lord.
Father, but we don't face such, Lord. Father, we are blessed, Lord, you faithful to always bring for us a way of escape.
Amen, Lord.
And Lord, our heart's desire upon this day is that these words which are spoken, Lord, we know that they're brought by a vessel, Lord, of clay.
Amen.
But surely, Lord, they're inspired, O God.
Amen.
Father, for we know, Lord, that same way which you provided, Lord, for them back in Egypt, Lord, as a type.
Amen.
Father God, you have sent us Elijah in this day.
Amen. Yes,
Lord. And Lord, once again, you have anointed the fivefold, Lord. To bring it unto us as at a time like this, Lord.
Amen, Lord.
So, Father God, we ask of Thee, and Lord, we trust that as You've been faithful to bring this word, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that's our escape.
Amen.
Just help us, each man, each woman, each child, Lord. Father, not to allow Satan to confuse and bring complication in the mind.
Yes, Lord.
But, Lord, just to yield ourselves to Your word.
Amen.
Lord, just as You show us the light to take the next step, Lord,
Amen.
That we'd follow in that way.
Yes, Lord.
Give Amen. Us grace and mercies, Lord, in these things, for we know that it's not of he that willeth or he that runneth, but you the one who gives grace.
Yes, Lord.
But Lord, we are thankful that the Lamb is still on the mercy seat.
Amen.
So, Father God, we just plead the blood of Jesus Christ
Amen.
Upon our lives.
Yes, Lord.
Upon our lives, upon the lives of our children, Lord.
Amen.
Father, in this dark age
yes,
that Lord, Satan is like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour.
Amen.
But, oh God, we don't look to him. We don't look at the conditions of the world. Because, Father, you allowed us to be born in this time, Lord.
Hallelujah.
So, Father God, the victory is not in ourselves, but it's in thee. just continue to help us to humble ourselves, Lord, and to lean upon Thee, Father God. For all our needs are met in You, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, just help us in all these things. Father, and we're so thankful for Your mercy, Lord. It gives us confidence.
Yes, Lord.
That, Father, this which we have believed is the truth.
Amen.
Because, Lord, as You continue to lead and to guide us, Lord, Father, we see that, Lord, with each passing day, Lord, we know it's we're drawing closer to Your coming.
Yes.
We're closer today than what we were yesterday. Father God, and by Your grace, with Your word, we are better prepared today.
Amen.
Lord, just give us grace, Lord, as Hallelujah. We go forward, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Heavenly Father, at this time, we want indeed to bring our requests before
Amen.
You. Lord, we think of our brother, Brother Johnny, who has traveled, Lord, yes, to Lord. Africa.
Please, Lord.
Father God, we pray that You'd Hallelujah. Guide and that You'd lead him.
Amen.
We pray that You'd be with him with that he desires to accomplish while he's there.
Yes, Lord.
We ask that he'd be a witness, Lord, to the people who he'd meet, Father God.
Amen.
Lord, we pray that You just bless him, that where Satan would try, Lord, to hinder our brother in whichever way.
Amen.
Father, may Your angel please stand, Lord, between him and the devil.
Yes, Lord.
Grant our brother grace and mercies that when he'd come back, he'd bring testimony unto
yes,
us, Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Father, and be merciful to his family who is left yes, behind here, Lord.
Amen.
Father God, as we look to Thee, because You are our shield and our buckler, O God.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, we pray as well, Lord, for Brother Tom's sister, Brother Tom's niece.
Amen.
Father God, having a hole in her heart.
Amen.
Lord, all these different kinds of ailments that could afflict people.
Amen.
But, O Lord Jesus, we know that when You walked on the earth, Father, even that body which was dead and corrupted, Lord.
Amen.
Father, You brought Lazarus back from the grave.
Yes, Lord.
What more, Lord, a child that's living today who just need healing.
Amen.
Father God, we just pray, Father God, and lay this request at Your feet.
Yes, Lord.
For there's no better place that we can do that, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and our trust is in You. And Lord, we pray asking these things and we expect to receive, Father God.
Amen.
Give us patience to wait upon Thee as well, O Lord.
Amen.
Father God, for we know that, Lord, we can never fail as long as we are in Thee.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, we put this request into Your hands.
Amen.
May You please, Lord, do with it as You'd see fit, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we just continue to commit even, Father, is the mother of this baby.
Amen.
Give her strength. Give her confidence,
please,
Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father God, give her stability at this time, Lord, to hold on in faith, Lord.
Amen.
To believe. Father God, You said, Lord, even when You gave the commission to the prophet, that Amen. If you get the people to believe, nothing shall Amen. Be impossible, Lord.
Amen.
So we are under that commission too, O God.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we just commit Amen. The request to Thee. Any other requests that may be here, Lord, that are not spoken, Father God, but we just commit them to You. And we
Amen.
Give thanks as well, Lord,
Amen.
Father, for my father-in-law who was sick, Lord, last
yes,
week.
Lord.
And Lord, by Your grace, Lord, this week is better.
Amen.
Father, we're thankful for that, Lord. Please be with us, Lord. Continue to direct and guide and lead us, Lord.
Amen.
We trust that even, Lord, the visitors in our midst, though they're not visitors, they were always known unto Thee.
Yes, Lord.
That, Lord, they were at home here in Your house, in
Amen.
Your presence, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, just be with us. Meet all our needs. Lord, give us traveling mercies. Father God, we ask indeed, Lord, for a special portion as well for our pastor, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Father, who stood faithfully here, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Father God, breaking bread unto us, O God.
Amen, Lord. Amen.
Giving us that which You desire for us to receive upon this day.
Amen.
Lord, be with him as he journey, Lord. And Father, as he gather with the saints again this evening.
Yes, Lord.
We pray that You'd strengthen him, Lord.
Amen.
Strengthen him and give him, Lord, Father, that which is needed, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Heavenly yes, Father, yes, we yes. pray and we commit all this unto Thee. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thanks, Michael. Bless. So just a reminder about communion service next Sunday, next Saturday evening. Also, saints, a couple of other things. Firstly is adult Sunday school. It's a blessing. Amen. Brother Maxwell's really been hitting some good points and good topics, saints. I'd really encourage you to come. I know some saints were asking about quiet time. What can be better to prepare yourself for song worship and the word than to sit under the ministry of the word? It's wonderful, friends. Quiet time is there so that you can come out of the hustle and bustle of where you've been and get yourself focused and in the spirit. And it's so wonderful when somebody comes like with a Bible study before the service, like they used to do in the Branham Tabernacle. Brother Branham used to have somebody doing the adult Sunday school. It's exactly the same thing. You know, so we're really encouraging saints to come. You will never regret coming.
Just this morning, it was quite a bad turnout, and people did come late. So we're really asking saints, we're trying to start adult Sunday school. We want to do it from 10:20 to 10:50. That's a good 30 minutes, and then they have a 10-minute quiet time. People get ready. The song leader comes, starts the song. The young children come out of the Sunday school. So please support it. The Lord will bless you. Like I say, on investments, these are the small things, friends, we leave undone that the prophet said. And how do you know that the very solution to your problem might not be ministered in next week's adult Sunday school? That the Lord has appointed it like that, that your need and His word are going to intersect at that time. And how sad it would be when the word comes and looks for you and you're not there. I don't think the Lord wants it to be like that. So please, saints, let's support that. Wednesday night prayer meetings as well. What can be more important than praying these days? Friends, it's not just listening to the word that does any good to you. It's getting your heart soft before the Lord. It's worshiping the Lord. It's getting broken before the Lord. It's plowing up the fallow ground. Please, Wednesday night prayer meetings are really good. But encourage the saints. If you're able to come, support it. I'm sure it'll be a blessing. And one final thing, just to say thanks for the items today. They were a blessing. When the sisters came and sang those items, I really thought it was quite a blessing. May the Lord bless them as they use their talents in Jesus' name. Amen.
There is no